It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's hear it out radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stag and we stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us, now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition, tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Net to the Air It Out callers. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio. What's going on? What's going on? Patrick Fire. How are y'all doing? Listen, I got people calling me for some reason while I'm on the air, which I never understand. They know I'm on 10 to 1, and if you don't know, you better know it now. All right. Anyway, let me start all over with my whole intro. This is Patrick Fire. The brown skin heifer, for those that do not know. We on Mondays 10 to 1. What's going on, Air Dotters? All right. Welcome to another Monday. We made it. Yay. Woo. All that good stuff. All right. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. All right. Or you can just lay back and kick it on the line. And whatnot, and just chill, you know, whatever you want to do. All right, so anyway, I just want y'all to know I was unable to get a hold of everybody because I have a phone that is one of them little cheap ones right now. My phone got hijacked by a little young kid Saturday, you know, he snatched it right out of my hand. So, unfortunately, I do not have my iPhone anymore. But it's cool. Like, you know how you can laugh about stuff right now. But at the time, you're like, that little motherfucker. So, anyway, shout out to the boy who took my phone. I'm getting an upgrade. So, I guess I can thank you for that. But, you know, like I said, you can laugh about it now. But, you know, at the time, I was really pissed off. So, y'all get some mysterious calls from other people. You don't know who it was. Some kids playing around on a damn phone. Anyway, so shout out to everybody tuning in, everybody on Facebook and Twitter, what up, what up. I'm going to give y'all some shout outs in a few. Let me see, what else I got to tell y'all? Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, hit me up. And please go to the website and leave a comment, all right? airitoutradio.net and all that good stuff, and leave a comment. You can let me know how the show is, any ideas for the show, you know, whatever the case is. You know, you can actually go on there and promote as well. Why not? You know, this is a promotional show, and we network and all that good stuff. So at the end of the day, that's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to start hitting up that website and showing some love over there. You know, shout out to all my sponsors and all the people that bang with me. Shout out to Fam Jews, Snicker Villa, Friday. Shout out to my new sponsor, Bottom of the Sea. 4142 Lancaster Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. I'm going to be giving away some gift cards tonight. So I'm trying to figure out how I want to do it, though. I'll work it out throughout the day. Maybe the first person that hits up the airitoutradio.net page and, let me see, it says shout out to Fire Chick. You know, she doing a thing. Maybe I should do that. Yeah. All right, so let's do that real quick. The first person that hits up the airitoutradio.net page to show some love and say shout out to Fire Chick. She doing a thing. All right, those exact words. Shout out to Fire Chick. She doing her thing. All right, you're going to get those tickets, all right, for the gift cards for the bottom of the state. And that's in Philadelphia. You can only go to the 4142 Lancaster Ave, right? But, you know, so, you know, show some love here and there. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do. All right, so for those that do not know, tomorrow I will be at the dedication to the Roots. All right, showing some love out there, hosting with Mr. Cuff Knox, Mr. Knox. All right, we're going to be out there showing some love to all y'all hip-hop fans. So come out there and show some love. I'm going to post the link, all right, on my Facebook and Twitter. It's $5 if y'all, you know, click on and like it and all that good stuff. But tonight I'm going to be giving away a couple of them. Two per hour. Yeah, we could do that. Two per hour. And if y'all want to go, y'all can get in free. How about that? All right. Shout out to DJ Booth. You know, make sure y'all check out the website, djbooth.net. And show them some love as well. All right. Mary J. Blige ticket. Shout out to Keisha. She won them. Congrats to you, babe. Congrats to you. So, you know, y'all got to start taking some pictures of when y'all win stuff. You know what I mean? So people won't think that, you know, y'all not getting y'all stuff. So shout out to Keisha. You know, she won the Mary J. Blige tickets, and she'll be going this week, you know, to the Caesars. And I wish I was going. I should be going, you know. But anyway, all right, so tomorrow, like I said, it goes down. It's going to be a nice cipher. Shout out to all the artists that will be attending at the World Cafe Live. All right, shout out to A. Black. He will be in the building. And you know what? Y'all got to check out, you know, A. Black, because he's kind of cute. I had to look at his page and look at his pictures in there. You know, he's kind of cute. He ain't bad looking. All right, you know. So make sure y'all check him out, your little chocolate brother. All right, shout out to my DJ, Sherry. She will be at the Air It Out Villa Tour January the 28th. It goes down. It's going to be crazy out there on Broad Street. Giving away 500. Star Draft will be in the building as well. And let me see, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on. The Blonde Gang is going to be out there. They're going to perform. Itch Gang, they're going to perform. You know, it's going to be a couple other things going on too, you know, just to give y'all a little heads up of what's going on. You know, I'm trying to change stuff up a little bit and, you know, add some spice to the table. What y'all think about that, huh? You know, gotta be a little different here and there. Show some love to different people and open the door for everybody to, you know, network and whatnot. So shout out to the BET Awards. I don't know if y'all paid attention to that. That was last night. I was watching. It was all right. I'll give it a 5. I guess y'all let me know when y'all come on the line if y'all paid attention to it at all. But, you know, they had a couple heavy hitters performing and whatnot. But I'm just, I don't know. Only thing I was really paying attention to was the after party with the microphones. I'm not going to lie. The microphones was crazy hot. You know what I mean? Shout out to Tigger. And shout out to the chick Raquel. She fly too, the one from the game. So shout out to her. You know, but like I said, the microphones was the hottest thing to me. Like, I've never seen them before. It was like New York City on a microphone, you know. So anyway, Chris Brown looked a hot mess. I don't know what he was trying to do. Like, I don't know. But, and Roxy, she was with Eddie Murphy again. Like, what's going on? Like, y'all believe this shit? Well, I guess we'll know. We'll never know until it all comes out. So listen, I wanted to tell y'all about this juice. All right, that's going on. Now, the study in North Carolina is stating that, I don't know if y'all heard about this, but there's a research study going on in North Carolina, and they're saying that the human breast milk, you know, the baby drink, all right, is actually killing the HIV virus. So look, it's not going to be too long before they find a cure. I'll give them like 2014 maybe, you know, give or take, you know, but they're getting really, really close, guys. So, you know, check out for that. I'm going to try to post the link if I remember, but I thought that that was really important. So maybe y'all might want to talk amongst yourselves or whatever the case is. But I also went to see Madea, you know. I know y'all thought it was funny, but I didn't. Certain parts was okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was kind of falling asleep on it. I'm sorry. I like Madea, but I was kind of falling asleep on the shit. I don't know what it was, but you know, I guess it took so long for it to get to the juice. Like, come on, get to the good part. Anyway, yeah, I was falling asleep on it. So, oh well. But hopefully, Spider-Man will be good. It came out. Matter of fact, tonight. Midnight, it started. So anybody that went to see it, let me know. You know what I mean? Hopefully I can get somebody that went to see it or is coming back from the movie theater. I'm going to go see that very soon because I really want to really, 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 really want to go see that. So anyway, shout out to all the Air It Outers that's on the line. Also, I'll be at the Arts Garage. Shout out to Honest Fire for giving me an opportunity to come out there and do some interviews, all that good stuff. And that's going to be July the 6th, all right, and starts at 8 o'clock. So she's not accepting any more performances, so don't ask. That's it. You know what I mean? But y'all want, y'all can come out there and show some love to the Arts Garage. I'll be out there doing some interviews and showing some love to all the artists and whatnot. So really excited about that. If y'all want to book me for anything, holler back at me at my email. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. All right, maybe we can get something popping and, you know, work it out and, you know. I'm trying to get myself out there a little bit more and see what happens. You know what I mean? Don't be asking me for no stupid shit. I'm telling you right now. Just don't ask me. You know, some real important shit. I'm down with the positive movement as well. So, you know, definitely sign me up for that. Y'all can Instagram me too. Fire Chick. All right? I'm on Instagram. I haven't posted anything since my phone has been, you know, taken away from me. But, you know. Shout out to my assistant, V. Y'all can hit her up at V, the Vocal Star. Show her some love as well. All right? And matter of fact, you know what? We're going to do this. Anybody that want to go to the show tomorrow. Show tomorrow at the Roots, you know, event. All right? Hit up my girl, V, Vocal Star. And say, yo, I want to go to that. I want to go to that event. So let's see. How many of y'all are going to hit her up? The first person that hits her up, V Vocal Star, is getting them tickets. Okay? 2 tickets tonight. All right? We're going to give away 2 every hour. Let's see how that goes. All right? So anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to JT and DFF. I hope we can get their track in. I know we didn't get it in there last week. So they caught a little bit late and whatnot. So hopefully we can get them in there. All right, and see what's popping. Let me give a quick shout out here and there. Esther for Life, shout out to LA, that's my favorite producer in the world. Happycation, I know I'm probably saying it wrong. Willie Will, Diddy Live, awesome. Shout out to Arsenal from Blood Money, Ricky Villa, am I saying that right? Entertainment 254 Low, shout out to Young Pretty. And we run Uptown Scars. Shout out to the Die, Wolfpack, Jamar, and shout out to Wifey. What's up? What's up? And let me see. Running out of music here. All right. Shout out to Cypher. Shout out to Bone, Beats, Machete King, and Mr. Ain't That Serious. Ain't That Serious. All right. I got some other shout outs too. Shout out to Angela too. West Side. Donna Comer. All right, make sure y'all check her out for some beats or whatever the case is. If y'all need some, she got some beats. She's very easy to work with. All right, and for those that don't know, make sure y'all hit up the website, air.radio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. That's if you want to talk. If not, just sit back and enjoy the show. It's cool. Whatever the case is, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, air.radio. I'll be switching back and forth here and there. Like I said, I couldn't text everybody. I apologize, but we're going to make it work and do what it do. And tonight's topic is, for those that do not know, Willow Smith, all right? Will Smith and Jada Pinkett's daughter. She's 11. She got her tongue pierced, all right? Want to know what y'all think about that. You think she's too young? Or y'all really don't care? Or it's cool? Would you let your kid get a tongue pierced at that age? You know? So I want to hear your feedback. You can hit me up on Twitter and talk your ish, whatever the case is, or you can always call up 347-677-1163. Make sure you're pressing 1 if you want to talk. And try not to text me today, though, because there's a lot going on, and I'm getting the texts through the phone and plus all the other stuff going on. So just hit me up on Twitter this time until I get my iPhone back. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. When I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. And like I said, I always tell y'all every week, if y'all tired or whatever, just call back next Monday. You know what I mean? Because you want to give yourself a good impression. You might have some fans that really like you. I don't need you half falling asleep on the line. You know, I get it. You're tired. Don't get on the line and say you're tired, because no other artist says that. Beyonce, Jay-Z, none of them say they're tired. So why should you? So learn by example. Get it together. I'm on here 3 hours, so y'all can be on for 3 hours too and not say y'all tired. Anyway, we're going to hit the line. So, Air It Out Radio. It's that Chick Fire. Let's go to 8463.
Yo, Fire.
What's up? What's up? Who's this?
It's Steph.
It's Steph?
Yeah.
Steph Armani?
Yep.
What's up? What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Last week I was on the line forever. I didn't even get on the show last week.
I know. I had, like, at the end of the show, I had, like, got disconnected because I was trying to have another show. But anyway, it was a mess. But anyway, you're here now. I apologize for that. You know, I usually get everybody in.
I'm surprised I'm the first one.
Yeah, you're lucky. Listen, the lines open up at 9:45, for those that don't know. So if you just tuning in at 10, you know, yeah, you probably had, like, 10 people ahead of you. So, you know, it's for...
Yeah, it's for, like, a privilege right here.
You're stupid. All right. So tonight's topic is Willow Smith. She's 11. She got her tongue pierced. What's your opinion about that?
My personal opinion on that, look, when people got money, they do dumb stuff. I mean, she got money, so I guess she could do dumb stuff. I think it's dumb. 11 years old, what you need it for?
Would you let your 11-year-old get it?
No. Like,
I think no.
She could wait. I'm not trying to stop her from doing whatever she wants to. But, like, look. That was not the time. You're 11 years old.
Right. Next thing, they're going to be like, she's going to say, Mom, can I get some birth control pills? She'll be like, yeah, sure. Why not? So anyway. All right, well, what you got going on music-wise?
Man, I've been just going to the studio. I'm working on my third mixtape. I plan on dropping it in like 2 weeks. And then I got a performance next week. I'm waiting on that. I know that's going to be good. But what about you? What's popping over there?
Man, nothing, man. Just these shows, events, stuff like that. Air It Out Radio. That's all I know. You know, got my phone stolen. And I try. I'm dedicated like y'all dedicated to music. Is that fair to say? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
When you love doing something, you don't want to stop.
Right, that's true. That's definitely true. You're not wrong with that. You're not wrong with it. So you say you have some shows. Where exactly is your show supposed to be?
It's actually this birthday party, Sweet 16. I just performed at another one. It was at 1301 or 1601, something like that. At Tez Landon Catering around there. Yeah, that was popping. On Friday, I did that. And then this is a surprise one. So I don't think I should really say this one.
Oh.
Say the location. I don't know.
Why is it a surprise?
Because she don't know. That's the thing, like.
Oh.
She actually listened to yourself.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
I actually put her on. I put her on, her friends on, everybody.
All right, that's what's up. So shout out to the mysterious chick that listens to the show. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Keep that
we got to get her to call up one day. That's what we got to do.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, like, what's the problem? Come on, Ma. The girls be scared. I don't know why. Yeah. So, What would I be scared about?
Look, girls are shy overall. I mean,
I'm on here. I ain't shy. Look how many dudes is on the line.
Look, that's you.
Oh, that's me. I'm an exception.
You got it like that.
Oh, okay. But shout out to the chicks, man. Y'all gotta start calling up, showing some love, man. Support abroad. How about that? So, alright, well, give them your Facebook, Twitter, so they can hit you up, want to collab.
Y'all can find me on Twitter at Steph Armani, StephArmani. If you're looking for a studio, all you have to do is type in www.realrapstudios.com. That's my studio right there. I don't charge high. It's just 20 a session. That's it. 50 a mixtape, 20 a session. You could be in there 24 hours. It's $20.
You said it's $20?
$20. I mean,
wow.
Going to other studios and stuff, I mean, I think their price is too high. I mean, when you have a low price, you get more customers, which I do. It's not my studio, but I know I go there and, like, I bring artists there and be like, yeah, I fuck with y'all, this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, I mean, we look out.
Exactly. But you know what? You got to beat the competition some kind of way, you know? So, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. All right, so what track we in into tonight?
You got the one I sent you last week, Ball Hard.
Ball Hard. You mean Ball to the Wall? It's like, no, I'm just kidding. Like,
oh.
You like, yo, I made it. Yeah. Let me see. Hopefully. Yeah, I got it. Yay! Woo!
Uh-oh.
I got it in hand.
Yeah, that's one of the tracks off of my second mixtape right there.
Okay.
I just dropped mixtapes left and right. That's what I'm about to start doing right there.
Alright, you about to ball hard, huh?
Uh-huh.
Alright, well, go ahead and introduce it for me.
Alright. Steph Armani, Ball Hard. Off my mixtape, The Long Wait, too. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know how y'all like it.
Steph Armani, motherfuckers. Uh-huh. We balling on this one.
I be with the realest G's and the realest niggas. We cop the realest guns and we pull the realest triggers. We got the realest dough and we make the realest figures. I talk about real shit cause I'm the realest nigga. Sorry, I just hopped in my real flow. Flashback, niggas got a problem, just at me. Hashtag, flame jump, spitting that. That's your girl, I'm hitting that. I pulled out some racks and she just let me get in that. Her pussy so good that I just had to sit in that. Real rap studios, nigga, come and get a track. Get the work, break it down, throw it like a quarterback. If it's not that good shit, tell him bring my quarterback. I slay everything. Old head, where you do that? Ratting on my mans, no, I would've never thought of that. Ballin' is my hobby, rapping is my sport. I'm meeting all these rappers, so I'ma need a fork. I be at the stew every day like a chore. I'm here to serve everyone, just like a whore. The hate need to stop, please tell me what it's for. I come direct, so I'm knocking at your door.
I ball hard to the max. A nigga talk shit, and you know it's a rap. The hate need to stop, nigga, please get off that.
They say chase your dreams and they will come true. If that's the case, fuck it, that's what I'ma do. Groupies run up in my face, I be like, who you? I don't know you, bitch, but I know I would screw you. I wish a nigga would try to test me. I be having niggas on skates like Gretzky. Love making music, so you know I'm not stopping it. See the flyest chicks and you know that I'm copping it. See the flyest gear and you know that I'm rocking it. Coach these niggas just like I'm fucking Popovich. Oh, you fucking mad cause your bitch is who I'm shopping. My mixtape flame, so in June I'm dropping. Steph Armani be that bull, throw a party, get into it. Fuck your girl, cause she a whore. Hit them all in copper store. Tell me what you plotting for. Hope you know I'm shopping, boy. Ballin' like I'm Okafor. They hatin', just stop it, boy.
Yo, this shit is light. Volume 20, big kids, nigga. I ball hard to the max.
To the max.
Talk shit, and you know it's a rap.
It's a rap.
Need to
Man, it's your boy AC, and I'm chilling right here with my girl Fire on Air It Out Radio. Hey, yo, Miss Fire, man, let's get it.
Air It Out Radio is that trick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Make sure y'all send me in some drops, damn it, okay? Y'all playing around. How do y'all posting that y'all in the freaking studio and then send me no damn drops, okay? If you want to send me some drops or some commercials, make sure y'all send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com, all right? That's itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. All right, so shout out to everybody hitting me up on Twitter. Shout out to Jay Rose. What up, what up? Jay, that's my little singer as well. So hopefully, you know, he can sing some acapella for me tonight. All right, listen, y'all feel free to spit if y'all want. You know what I mean? Like, let's just keep it flowing, you know, at the end of the day. But I don't mind if y'all spit on a lot, so we can try to get that going on too at the end of the day. So shout out to Real Rap Studios. All right, yeah, there you go. All right, I'm retweeting the studios right now. All right, shout out to P-Cash. What up, what up? I see you, baby. Let me see. Let me give a couple more shout-outs. Shout out to S-Dot again. And, okay, I see Stem on there. What up, Stem? All right, he be posting a lot of good info for me. The Real Cardiac, I think it is. I don't want to mess the name up. Yeah, I think that's that. So anyway, shout out to him as well. And make sure y'all come through tomorrow. All right, I'm gonna check on the next one around and see who posted up. You know what I mean, for those tickets to the Bottom of the Sea and also to the Roots Festival. All right, we're gonna see what's going on in a few minutes. So anyway, I'm gonna hit up the lines a little bit more and keep it moving. All right, if y'all wanna talk, make sure y'all press 1 and all that good stuff. I'm going to go to 5135. Air It Out Radio, what's good?
What's up? It's Pooty Wig, you free.
Uh-oh. How you manage to get on? How you get on so damn early? That's what I want to know. You call, what time you call, Willie?
I call 845 on the spot, on the dot.
You lying. Oh, yeah,
no
you
lie.
Know what? Listen, it might be 845 your time because you're in a different time zone, so. 318. You're right.
Louisiana, baby.
Louisiana, shout out to Louisiana. All right, so listen, yeah. the topic for tonight is Willow Smith. You know, she's 11. She got her tongue pierced. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I have to put myself in some rich people's shoes, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm rich. My daughter's rich. I don't want her to run away and join a cult or something like that. So. I'm going to let her get her tongue pierced because she has just as much power as the adults in a way, influence, and I'm sure people will hide her if she run away. So I'm like, she just want her tongue pierced. Let her do it.
You going to actually get her tongue pierced? You would let her? Is it because she got money? Because you have money to do that? Like, if you was just a regular Joe Smo, would you let her get it pierced now? Like, now.
If I was a regular Joe Smo and she's 11, I'm like, hell no. Nah. What you try to bring upon? Hell no. Nah. It's not going to be no devil worshiping and Illuminati type shit going on around here, child. You're going to get your back beat. Now,
so because
that,
she got money,
because
you got money, you feel like it's cool for her to get her tongue pierced at 11.
It's worst things that she can do. You know, when you touch so high up in society, she probably can catch a plane and run away to Indonesia or something like that.
But do you think that if you keep saying yeah to her, because you know she got a haircut and she dyed it and now the tongue piercing and, you know, what's next? So
that's I think that's like a gift and a curse of being rich, you know. Your kids get spoiled rotten.
Yeah. Well, if you let them. Only if you let them. Only if you let them.
Oh.
Get that to that point.
Like, they want to express herself. I'm like, I understand her expressing herself. I would just watch her more closely. You know, they let her. I would let my daughter express herself to learn more about her so I can later on stop her, put an end to what she's planning to do. I would stop her just observe her and see how far she'll take it, how far she's trying to take it.
Right.
You just got to look sometimes.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so what you got going on, Will? Really weird with the thrills.
You know, always I'm giving thrills, you know, and I'm shooting little camera phone videos, getting ready to put together a DVD. Got enough footage for that, for the world can see me, do me, with my dog Money Mike and my cameraman Ghetto D. Sometimes I play the cameraman. I got to get it in all positions. I'm the sixth man, the start man, the second middle man, all the men. I'm one man band. Understand?
I know that's right. Get him.
Pull me off. Pull me off. Pull my leash. Yeah. Pull my leash. I'm barking too much. But yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing what I do. Got my studio mastering my sound. You know, got 46 tracks online on ReverbNation.com/DWillieWill on Twitter. One man bandstand. Got 1,285 fans from ground up, underground, live from the underground, like Crit. You know,
you said 1,288?
1,285. I started like nobody. Okay. You know, like, you nobody, and like, who the fuck are you, man? Nobody knows you, man. Why should I follow you? Then I started following 100 people. Then 1, 2, 3, 4. It took me like 5 years to get where I'm going. But can't quit. Got to persevere to the end. And be on lookout for my movie. It's a movie! DJ Cali voice, you know.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I can't stop.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You in movies now and whatnot? All right, big time. Okay.
Yeah. Somewhere. I got an idea of the big times, you know. I just can't let nothing stop me. I got to keep on moving. If I fall down, I got to die for me to stop going, trying to get to the big, big times, you know. I got a big time mind, you know. Big time mind, major grind, need to get a harder grind. So I'm going to stay on my grind.
There you go. There you go. So, all right, well, give them your Facebook, Twitter, and let me know what track we're going to hit up tonight.
Okay, one more time, we'll give y'all the Twitter at WillWill25. I'm on Facebook, Willie, WILLIE, space WIL. And I'm on ReverbNation.com/DWillieWill, THEWILLIEWILL. And my song I think I want to get into today, I don't know, you can pick one. Whatever floats your boat, fire.
Let me say, did we hear, this is Got Work? I don't think we heard that one yet.
Yeah, that's featuring me and my dog Money Mike. Got Work. It's totally not what you finna expect. You just gotta listen to it. It's real thrilling. That's what I do. Really, real give thrills.
Really underground
lady.
Giving thrills.
Yes, that's what it is. All
right,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay.
Yes, I'm ready,
just
y'all. Got these thrills. All right, babe.
Yeah, real life scenario. On the network, we in the area. Yeah, and in the street, you gon' just call it street work. Can you feel me now?
AKA grind.
Can you feel me now?
Shout out to my dog Money Mike.
Say,
everybody know what's up.
What's really good?
Street work, network.
I got that network. I got that street work. I got the skill to make the people go berserk. You can do the jerk on everything. No flow hotter, it's a done data. Cooling like fidget, rather hotter than the Middle East. So the ladies melt when a real brother speak. I got that network, I got that street work. I got the skills to make the people go berserk.
Hey, I got that street work, I got that network. Grinding, see these niggas still getting it off the streets. No man to eat, so I'm who they wanna be.
Huh?
Nah, they can't beat me, I'm a damn G. 7-letter alphabet is who we be. So can you feel me, getting money instead of weak? I'm who you speak to,
speak
man, I'm up in these streets.
Wow.
I'm high like my heat, just drop my feet. wet. I'm off the network, man, just call me Sweat. A certified vet, man, with the street work. I got a lot of fans, man, go to church. I know y'all players wish y'all had, man, the network. Cause if you did, you probably knew how to go to work. Say where you marching at, say where you grinding at, say where you find at, or you ain't shy, Jack.
I got that network, I got that street work, I got the skills to make the people go berserk. You can do the jerk on everything. No flow hotter, it's a done daughter. Cooling like frigid weather, hotter than the Middle East. So the ladies melt when the real brothers speak. I got that network, I got that street work, I got the skills to make the people go berserk.
Go, go, go.
Hit me on Twitter at RealReal25. I'ma go live, I don't hide. No. In the streets like stop signs on the net like Google. Yeah. Eating beef for breakfast, pray strict, screwed up. I'm out my noodle. The names you can Google. I'm a dog, no poodle. Might catch me blowing Buddha. Snapping like a fraction. Multiplying dough. I can't stop till everything on glowing. So I'm street working. Everything must go. You would think I'm powered by Energizer Bunny. I'm a skip on the gummy. Gotta go chase this money. Being broke is for dummies. I ain't selling no dummies. I got my mixtape on deck. Grind to shine, I rise to shine. Yeah. In my business, I'ma handle mine. I got that network, I got that street work, I got the skills to make the people go berserk. You can do the jerk on everything. No flow hotter, it's a done daughter. Cooling like fidget, rather hotter than the Middle East. So the ladies melt when the real brothers speak. I got that network, I got the street work, I got the skills to make the people go berserk.
Hey, there you have it. You already know what it is. We got that street work, got that network. Hey, shouts out to Willie Two Wheels. And as of for me, y'all already know what you like. This that dog Money Mike. Chill.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. We still got to get somebody to hit up the Vocal Star for those, you know, tickets at, you know, tomorrow's event. Well, actually, it is tonight, technically, sort of. But we're going to give away some tickets to the Roots Dedication Festival. That's going to be at the World Cafe. It starts at 7. Make sure y'all have your ass out there. I'm hosting along with Mr. Knox. You know, we're going to have some fun. It's going to be music. It's going to be 6 bands out there, 2 shows. We'll have some fun. See what's going on. Y'all got to come out and show some love. So if y'all want some tickets, hit up my girl, the Vocal Star, on Twitter, all right? And say, Fire sent me, I want some tickets, all right? Let's see who really, really want them, all right? Shout out to all the artists that's going to be performing, all the ones that's in the freestyle, Cypher as well. So shout out to all y'all. All right, so again, her Twitter is the Vocal Star. So show my girl some love. Shout out to DJ Sherry as well. Okay, shout out to DJ Sherry. That's my DJ. Make sure y'all show her some love too. All right, the Air It Out Villa Tour is July the 28th. All right, and that's at 1231 North Broad Street, Philadelphia. For those that don't know, what is that, Broad and Thompson, I think it is? Because everybody keeps asking me. But anyway, giving away $500 to the winner with the best performance. You get one track. We're not going to do a whole set. One track, 4 minutes. Make sure it's clean and all that good stuff, okay? So I'm giving away a whole bunch of things over there, too, as well, along with the $500, okay? You know how I do. The Blind Gang, Itch Gang is going to be performing. I got some other people that's going to be coming out, too. I need to get an R&B singer. I think I'm going to ask Latif. You know, see if he can come out. I know he's been itching to get on. So I think I'm going to, you know, work on him coming out to the set and showing some love. I'm trying to do something different here, you know. Shout out to everybody that's watching Hollywood Exes. Like, I kind of got into it. It's kind of exciting. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's tuning into that. I'm kind of mad at it that I'm going to show it at the same time it airs. But anyway. And single ladies and all that stuff, you know. Like, I know I'm all into that kind of stuff. But anyway, don't pay me no mind. So, shout out to Honest Fire. I'll be at her event on the 6th. And we'll be doing some interviews over there, too. So, hopefully, come through. Show some love. That's going to be at the Arts Garage. That starts at 8 o'clock. So, come out there. So, I apologize. I didn't get a chance to tweet everybody and text everybody about the show tonight. Because, like I said, some dude stole my phone. And all I saw was ass. I mean, because when he was running, that's all I saw was his fat ass. I mean, he wasn't fat, but he had a fat ass. So, like, a huge fat ass. And I couldn't catch the bitch because I had on flip-flops. So, but, like, it's funny now that you talk about it now. It's, like, hilarious. But at the time, like, I'm trying to run and all this shit after him. And it was so funny because it happened so fucking fast. Like, boom. Snatch. Gone. Out of here. Pew. So, anyway, shout out to him. I get a free phone upgraded and, you know, with the series and all that shit on there. I didn't have that before. So, shout out to him. The topic tonight is Willow Smith. All right, she's 11-year-old, you know, she got a tongue tear. So what y'all opinion about that? Shout out to Kim. She was at the Black and Nobel. She was out there performing, you know, getting her little self ready and stretched out for this tour that she has going on. She's going to be performing in front of Tiger in Texas at the end of this month. So, you know, we're going to get a lot of things popping for her. And, you know, just trying to keep her busy. If y'all want to collab, make sure y'all send some stuff to onlyonekimking@gmail.com. Oh, shit, this is my shit right here. What y'all know about Kelly, huh? Nothing, probably. Sit your ass down, all right? So shout out to everybody that's tuning in, Facebook, Twitter. Shout out to Shift that runs my AKA Ike Turner page. And shout out to my daughter because she be doing some promo too. So shout out to her. And everybody else that Facebooks and Twitters me and retweets all my stuff. So shout out to y'all. I'm going to hit up the line a little bit more and see what's popping. All right. Let me see. Where am I going to go to? I'm going to go to 9541. Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Smack, kick, punch.
You know what? Don't be trying to bite my stuff either. You can't do it.
I'm still going to try to kick punch and then step on your little ass.
You know what? Don't try to bite, son. Don't try to bite.
No, you always try to smack somebody, so I'm smacking Ike Turner.
Yeah, right? You got to. Look, Ike Turner don't mind being smacking every once in a while. It's cool.
All right, now, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
I'll take a smack here and there. It's cool.
Yeah, once again, like I said, those darn nuts won't be nice.
I know that's right. So, alright, tonight's topic is, I know you hate the topic, but you know, you're gonna have to deal with it. Alright. Willow Smith is Will Smith's
daughter. Wouldn't
daughter.
Be my daughter.
Wouldn't be your daughter. Been going
hell
down.
Hell to the fuck now. Hell to the fuck now.
Okay.
Hell to the no. I got a 14-year-old and I be shit. I wish she would pop up in this motherfucker with some damn Pierce anything on her ass but them ears. Yeah. It's gonna be a smooth ass whooping being delivered.
That would be so funny. I would love to be a fly on the wall. Like if your daughter came through the crib and she had her titties pierced and shit, you saw the t-shirt. You be like, what the?
Then you be reading about my ass on the motherfucking news, because that'll be the day that daddy goes berserk and beats the shit out of his child. I be beating her so damn bad, and then I turn around and beat the hell out of mama and everybody else. She got me fucked up. Hell to the
now. What if it's not my fault? Why you gotta blame it on the mom? Damn.
Damn it, I'm blaming it on her because, hey, that's where she live at right now. So if you allow that shit to happen and you ain't put a foot in her ass, then I guess I got two feet that's going in both their
asses. You know them kids do stuff on their own, so you can't even blame, you know.
You got me fucked up. I got something they can do on their own, too. They can try to figure out how to get my foot out their ass.
You know what? You a hot mess. All right, so what you got going on music-wise? You got any drama? You got stuff going on? I know you do.
I've been chillaxing, man. I just had a death in the family, so, you know, I've been basically talking to family members I ain't spoke to in shit years. So,
what?
Yeah. Huh?
You say you haven't talked to people in years.
Yeah, talking to family members I ain't spoke to in years.
Why?
Hell, shit, my family is, what you say, what's that word, you know, when, family members don't get along, you know, it begins with a D, I can't think of it right this second.
I
got a discombobulated family, damn it.
Oh, okay.
All right. We get together, somebody's fighting.
We all have that.
No. We can't be in the same room for 5 minutes.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's how that goes. It's a fight. I mean, we fight at people's funerals. One family member dies and everybody else is fighting. So, I mean, that's how that game goes.
All right, so what else you got going on music-wise?
Well, I just had a phone call earlier today, so Nightcrawler just picked up a distribution company, but, you know, I will get back with everybody on that a little later. I do have the contract, I just haven't signed it just yet, so, you know, I'm still throwing my thug dizzle for everybody who think I just fade away and just don't do shit.
Well, you gotta keep it busy. You gotta keep it busy. You know, I think.
You know I do. You know I do.
Mhm.
I'm gonna stay busy. I'm stay doing something. I don't give a fuck. Money's calling.
Money is calling. I thought you were supposed to be coming down here. Like, what happened with that?
Man, I'm still coming. I'm just surprising everybody. Damn it, I'm not gonna come when you want me to, but I'm gonna come.
Why not?
I told you, I'm going to make it down there. I'm just not telling nobody when.
Oh, okay. All right.
You'll know when I get there. So you're going to shoot out one of them tours or whatever y'all be doing out there. You're going to shoot one of those out one day, and you just might look up and Nightcrawler sitting right there, you know.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Listen, I always get surprised. It's always somebody that comes through like, yo, what's up, Fire?
Well, like I said, Philly's just showed me love off the TOP all the way around. So, you know, I give mad respects and mad props to Philadelphia as a whole and everybody there because, like I said, Nightcrawler actually got a name based upon, you know what I'm saying, people in Philly. So I got mad love for that. So, yes, y'all will see me. Yes.
There
I'm constantly moving around, constantly moving around.
As you should. So you want to give them your Facebook and Twitter. You know how you do. You be playing around early.
Nightcrawler.com.
Nightcrawler.com.
That's that too. But you know what I'm saying? Nightcrawler.com. Google me.
Okay. All right. So what song are we getting into tonight?
Hell if I know. Because you ain't got a... What you gonna do? You didn't get that, right?
No.
Nah,
what
man.
You gonna do? You ain't send it in. That's what you did.
I think I did send it in. But, you know, you may have a lot of issues and a lot of problems, you know, whenever I try to send something in. I think you got me on block.
Don't blame it on
I think you got me on block or so. See, I'm going to have to. See, we going to go through this every day, all day. Smack, kick, punch.
No, we not. No, we not. No, he's not. I got Go Getter, Let's Get It Poppin', and Armageddon. That's what I got here.
Well, I guess shit. Let's go with that Armageddon, and I'll drop the rest of it later.
All right. So we're going to get into that. Air Down Radio, Magic Fire. Nightcrawler's on the line. Armageddon.
Magic. I ain't here to play, it's panic is curious. I'm past furious, I was curious, but now I know ain't no curing this. Watch your mouth around me, cause I'm loud when insert your foot. No tolerance for ignorance, I'm darker than standards, poop covered in soot. Don't confuse me with these rappers, differentiate. Alright, premeditated bars for the murder for every bitch I hate. I'm only mixtape for one reason. Soon you'll get the pitching like crawling this bitch. Not still as a spirit shit, split you. It's the meaning of like mine. Kill the one, kill the two. They witness to the psychological thriller coming to you. You ain't gonna find no pretty shit right here. We gullier than gully. We put the grime and grimy. Listen, you feel it in the tummy. I'm on that sick shit. I'm paying back what the world gave me. I'm nobody's bitch. I stand defiant. Come test my bravery. I put words, pages, speakers. I'll infect your brain. Call me a million devils. Thump it in your head. Now you know my
There's
name.
No remorse in my heart for ripping these fake G's. You ain't no baller, nigga. You still playing in the kiddie leagues. You get mad because a nigga doesn't recognize that you exist. But if I categorize it, I'ma label you a bitch. I fuck with gritty niggas, the best of the rhyme slingers. I'm known for ripping bars, you known for getting features. Me catching the L is something you cannot fathom. But cool night falling together, you call it mayhem. A slaughter of many sorts, fuck you and how you came in. The end is drawing closer for you, let's call it caving. Cause I'm sick of all the lies being told. Now feel my rage, I got one foot in the cage and the other is in the grave. Which means I ain't speaking from another man's mouth. 20 years of some change, now that's some numbers you can talk about. I live what I speak. You niggas contest the fence. I've been gone for so long. One more time for me, that's it.
I ain't here to appeal to the mass. I'm kicking one big ass. All you pussies are one big bitch. Killing me is a big task. Don't wanna rumble physically. I can still move precise. Lyrically, I cannot be touched. My murder came so nice. I done lost count of how many sissies I put on wax. I ain't even tried. That was Chris. I told Crew, relax. This game is pathetic. So many killers, so little guns. So many fucking ballers out now. So little fun. All your videos and pictures, weak lines. In your rhymes, you all the same. I've heard that fucking story a thousand times. But see now, I'm fed up. They'll take me what I need. I'm in this booth until the beat sees me bleed. I'm going against all odds. If I fail, I do it right. I'ma die with this mic. The mood I'm in, it could be tonight. I'ma get in here, prepare for that roll call. I'm coming for you. Watch it.
I ain't got the patience to put up with bitch niggas. My tolerance is zero. I snap and whoop niggas. I guess you could say that I ain't rap too tight. Pressure's a motherfucker and pressure can bust a pipe. Nightcrawler's a known menace. I'm just stating the facts. Full throttle up on you bitches. I ain't got time to relax. Glass ain't hard to break. All it needs is a crack. So I'm killing you weak bricks with them lame ass raps. Destroying your gimmicks, nigga, and that teenage spit. Exposing your inner core where gangsters does not exist. Only big guys in flesh, oh yeah, a couple slips. One takes in food, but both puts out some shit. I give a fuck about the money that you post online. You claim to be a thug, but committed no crimes. To me, you's a fuckboy, a halfway crook. Welcome to Armageddon, your gangsters on Facebook, bitch.
Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Alright, so I got a winner for the tickets. Alright, for the first hour. The first hour of the Dedication to the Roots event. Alright, which is tomorrow. It starts at 7 at the World Cafe Live. Okay. And that person is Haiti, right? Yes. Haiti. So, shout out to Haiti. He's on Facebook and Twitter. He won two tickets. All right, for the first hour, I'm gonna be giving away a few more in the next hour. So, just wanna let y'all know. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's gonna be attending that event. It's 6 bands. It's gonna be 2 shows. Like I said, it starts at 7. Shout out to A Black. Shout out to DJ Booth. Make sure y'all check out the website. It's DJBooth.net. And they got a lot of positive things going on, so make sure y'all check them out. Shout out to my host as well, Mr. Knox. He'll be in the building. All right. And July 28th, Air It Out Radio Billboard. All right. I'm going to post the information if y'all want to register early. All right. I did it before. Y'all really didn't pay too much attention to it, so I didn't post it as much. Anyway, if you want to register, it's Air It Out Radio Villa Tour at gmail.com. That's Air It Out Radio Villa Tour at gmail.com. If you post up, you hit the email up and say, look, I want to, you know, request a spot. Whenever you come to the event, you ain't going to have to wait. So that's why you've seen a lot of people you know, just coming in there and jumping in front of motherfuckers because they already registered. So when they come, you pretty much got to pass to squeeze in wherever I can get you in. So that's what that is all about, all right? So again, that's Air It Out Radio, The Love Tour. If you're interested for July the 28th, go register at that email address. If not, then, you know, you can just come through and wait in line like everybody else. It's from 1 to 5, and that's at 1231 North Broad Street. So come through. It's $5 to perform, and that's per person, y'all, because I will be checking, because last time I would let y'all get a couple people in there, even though they was a hype man. Yo, if you touch that mic, it's $5, like, period. All right? So, anyway, shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Twitter. I'm going to get my little Twitter shout outs really quick. Shout out to my assistant V. For those that don't know, make sure y'all hit her up at The Vocal Star. That's The Vocal Star. All right, just the way it sounds. Shout out to Angela. Shout out to S. Dot. Again, let me see if I got any newbies up here. Shout out to Marine Side. What up, what up? I see you. Let me see. Shout out to Haiti. Like I said, he won the tickets. Mr. Say Go. Yeah, I liked it. Shout out to New Jersey, you know, that hits me up really heavy on there. I'm about to post something on there so y'all can follow them and whatnot. They support Jersey really, really heavy. They got a lot of a real good movement going on. So make sure y'all check them out. And Ray, what up, Ray? How you doing? All right, I see you. And shout out to Predator's Ball. They always come out and support a lot of things that I do. And shout out to Big Joe. What up, Big Joe? I am Real Buck. Hopefully we can get that track in tonight. I got it in there. I loaded it up and everything. So shout out to y'all. All right, so anyway, tonight's topic is Willow Smith. All right, what's your opinion on that? All right, do you think that Willow Smith should be having a tattoo? Not a tattoo, a tongue ring. She's 11. All right, so what's your opinion about that? 11 years old, having a tongue ring in your mouth, all right? They let her cut her hair and all that other stuff. You know, now the tongue ring. Imagine what they're going to do next. I don't know. I mean, me, myself, I don't really like the fear of tongue pierce. I was cool with her hair and doing a little, you know, it was like, she's experimenting, you know, da-da-da-da. All the different clothes and the colors. And I was kind of, like, leaning toward, like, okay, fine. She's going to be, you know, experimenting and trying new things. But piercing, come on, man. I don't know. It's a little too much, you know, in my eyes, but does it matter if you got money or not? Does it really matter? I don't know. But anyway, a couple people say yeah, a couple people say no. So we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what y'all think. All right? If y'all want to freestyle, make sure y'all remind me. You know, y'all always willing to do that. All right? So we're going to get to 5282, Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio. We are trying to support Trey.
Trey, what's up, babe? How are you?
Chilling. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. It's been a minute since we've seen each other. So definitely
got
to come out and support anything you're doing.
That's what's up. I appreciate that, you know. So shout out to GQ. You know, you're doing this thing. So
yo,
listen.
Straight to Willow. No, that shit shot out. All right. Did y'all see what I saw? She is a lesbian in training.
Yeah, it kind of looks that way. It really, really does.
I mean, at 11 years old, I don't care how much loot you got in your suit, the family got, no. At 11, she wants a tongue ring, she going straight into the convent. I'm not even Catholic. And if her mother don't like it, she going with her on a buddy program. Period.
In a what? A buddy program?
On the buddy program to the convent. They both can be nuns. Fuck out of here. My 11-year-old daughter. I'm sorry, I just can't see that one. Nah, that shit shot out.
You know? That's crazy. Yeah,
Like I said, she's a lesbian in training, and was I the only one that seen Usher in pink UGG boots and shit? What was that about?
Usher is tripping. But you know what? Some guys can rock this, rock the pink, whatever.
Dudes
you know?
Can't rock pink boots. You can have
a pink blade,
like a pink shirt. You know what I mean? You know,
not
maybe some pink shorts if you're coordinating it right, but not no boots.
I know, that might have been too much. What you think? Wait a minute. What did you think about Chris Brown with the half one side and half the other side?
I mean, I mean, that's that West Coast LA stuff, but I mean, he kind of pulled it off. I'm not going to hate. And I'm not a big Chris Brown fan.
I'm hating. It was whack.
And I mean, yeah, to me, it's that West Coast, because, like, there was a picture floating on the book about some dude who took two chicks to the prom, so he had half his suit purple and half baby blue. Come on. Yeah. Mm. I mean, if that's what they do, that's what they do. I ain't going to hate on their coast. But, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, as a performer, Chris still pulled it off. I give him that. He pulled it off.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
okay.
that joint was like a five. You know what I mean?
Five. Yeah, that's...
that joint was like a five. You know? They got to realize that...
Who was your best performance the whole night? Who did you think was that?
D'Angelo?
Okay, yeah.
D'Angelo, I rock out with D'Angelo, and then... who else was there I liked? I'm going to just stick with D'Angelo. You know, because I fucked with D'Angelo back in the day. Bore back. He looking bigger. He got some weight on him. You know what I mean? You know, he done put that shit down, at least for now. You know what I mean? So let's support
D'Angelo.
You know
who his baby mama is, right? You know who his baby mama is?
Yeah. What's her name from Philly? Yeah.
Yeah. Big girl.
She left him alone, right?
Yeah, she's like, my girl.
Yeah, you want to go get high all day long? Go ahead with that.
Right, but isn't that like a weird combination, though? Like, how did that
happen?
Yeah,
but, you know, even back then, I looked at it as like, you know, her career was already on
Angie
the upline.
Stone.
Yeah.
Angie Stone,
yeah. And her career was already on the upline before he made it big. And I think maybe he was just trying to, you know, pull her coattail and ride that ride with her. But, you know, you got a baby now. Even though you should have still been a man. I know a lot of people that get high, sell drugs, the whole nine. But, you know, you still got to be who you're supposed to be. And that's, at the end of the day, a man. You know, take
care of yourself.
And, yo, on that note, let me say this one thing.
Uh-oh.
To the young brother who took your shit, who snatched your phone, if there are any women, I heard you mention you need to get more women calls, but if there are any women on this phone, I want y'all to peep something. Any guy that will steal from a woman, who will line a woman up, spend that shit for it. They will whip your ass. So if y'all running out here, running around with some cats talking about they hand heavy in the street, that they doing this and doing that, and they out here robbing women, what the hell do you think they going to do to y'all?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. So y'all need to watch who y'all deal with in these streets. These cats is like, they on one. That's all I can say. Robbing a woman is, you definitely on one.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, what they say, it's the first of the month.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Like, real G's go to jail for real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not for snatching cell phones.
Well,
that's a
lucky day. It was his lucky day. I'm telling you.
That's
look,
the shit that them
young
boys do in the county. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm up there talking to Miss Caddy. Shout out to Miss Caddy. I'm up there talking to her. Like, yeah, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Motherfucker running. Like I said, all I saw was ass. His ass was running. You know what I mean?
But now, here's the twist, you know. The thing is that some of these cell phones are expensive these days.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a come-up, but that's a petty-ass come-up. You're going to put in work, put in real work. Bottom line.
Well, thank God I got mine for free.
Yeah, well, thank God you didn't get hurt over a cell phone.
That's true. That's why I wasn't really, you know, it happened, like I said, it happened so quick. It was just like, are you really stealing my shit? And I even said that, like, you really stealing my shit? In broad daylight? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
They were doing that up, like, up at Derby. They was, like, walking up to people's cars, like, up the 69th Street Terminal, I heard on the news. And people stopped at the red light or whatever, they would reach into people's cars and they talking on the phone and snatch it out their hand.
Wow.
That shit crazy.
It's not safe. It's not safe. But listen, I had my pocketbook. He could have easily did that. So, like, thank God you had a phone, dude. You had a phone. That's why you were really mad.
You got insurance.
Yeah, I had insurance on my shit. Yeah. Thank God for that.
Put insurance on the phones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely get the insurance and definitely get the iCloud, ladies and gentlemen. I did not have that online, which I regret every day, but it's cool.
So once again, definitely looking forward to the event tomorrow night. Everybody should come out down
World Cafe Live on Walnut Street. It's a great facility, you know. Come out and support.
Exactly. DQ would be in the building with his little cute ass. He'll be there.
I mean, just come network if nothing else. You're going to have some of the major players in the city and the underground scene there. Come out and network. You never know what can happen. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You never know. And you know what? The good thing is, too, when they come to the Air It Out events, I really like to pay attention to them, and they think that I don't. So when stuff like this comes about, when it comes down to picking some artists to go on certain things, that's how I pick them. You know, I'll pick them first. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Well, that's one thing I can say about you. You know, everybody is keen on saying Philly support Philly. You support everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Philly. Every part of it. And the surrounding areas. And down south. You know, cats calling in from different time zones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Philly, you got to support Philly. If you support people like Fire, Honest Fire, and a few other people in the city, you know, they will support you back. It's as simple as that. That's it in a nutshell. You know what I mean?
There it is. Yeah, shout out to Honest, too. Like, she be doing her thing, too. So, all right, so we'll be getting into tonight.
All right, let's do some mixtape stuff from GQ. He got this track called Jack Jack City, Philly.
Jack Jack City.
All right. All right.
So,
thank you, baby. See you tomorrow night.
All right, babe. All right.
Stepped out out the door, made a left, saw my boys on the step of the corner. We clocking, was hopping. I hopped in the car with a half in my armrest. Gotta get money, the streets got me all shut. The stack for an onion, I'm crying, I want this. Not even raw, but my connect keep frontin'. He hit me with more, cause my son always wanted shit. Girl on the phone, told me calling with dumb fish. Wanting me home, but she just bought some outfits. Not knowing beef is on with these street monsters. These coppers and robbers, who's out for my profit? Lord knows I'm on, but can't nobody stop this. I'm riding alone in my zone with my chopper. Daddy be home when I get there, I gotcha. Flight lands at A, this is skinny Big Papa. Text me, I'm driving LMAO, mama, hey!
Yeah. What's up? I told you I'd be home.
Yeah. Yeah. You mine. That's right. Mad. Bought bigger houses and bigger cars. That's the money, honey, in the garage. She look good, but listen hard. That's why she can get anything she wants. Pacata on, just that Neo song. Always give me space when I be gone. She pray for me, always reading songs. Even though I be teaching her the Quran. Since day one, knew I be a don. Stand up again, swag over charm. First of the month, she know what's up. Me and myself, just getting money. I'm on the road, I gotta go. I got my heat, Lord protect my soul. It's like we on E, we on the road. Girl, I'll be home, but you ain't know.
Hey, yo, what up, world? It's your boy, DJ Prince. Follow me on the Twitter, at DJ Prince09 on the Twitter. Check it out. You're listening to Air It Out Radio right now, live. Shout the fire. What's good, boy? I see you. Turn it up. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio is that your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. All that good stuff. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Shout out to everybody that listens. Actually saw the BET Awards as well. I don't know if y'all been tuning in, but tonight's topic is Willow Smith. She's 11 years old, Will Smith's daughter. She got her tongue pierced. What's y'all opinion about that? Also, I don't know if y'all listened in the beginning of the show. They were saying in North Carolina, they are studying the whole HIV thing. They're saying that human breast milk is, it's killing the HIV virus. So I think they're getting really close to that. So, hopefully in the next year or so, whatever the case is, they'll be able to, find a cure for that. And I don't know if y'all know, 50 Cent was hospitalized. He got hit by a car. Well, hit by a Mack truck. I know that sounds funny when you get hit by a Mack truck, but I guess he really got hurt. But anyway, he got into an accident, so. Not the 50 Cent, I hope he's alright. That was a couple weeks ago, but I didn't get a chance to talk about it throughout the show. Shout out to everybody that's on the line listening. Mary J. Blige tickets gave them away to Keisha. What's up, babe? I hope you take some pictures for me and all that good stuff. Y'all be selling me short, not giving me no pictures and whatnot. Y'all can hit me up on Instagram at FireChick. Alright? FireChick on Instagram. I'm on there, so if I'm on there, y'all better get y'all asses on there, too, at the end of the day. Shout out to Fam Juice. Make sure y'all hit them up at famjuice.com and Villa at ruvilla.com. All right, and shout out to Star Draft Music, too. If y'all want to interview with them, all y'all got to do is just pretty much just go to his website, sign up, and you get an interview. Very simple, all right? Post some videos up on there and get that popping. So shout out to Lewis. Shout out to Club 1800. You know, they be doing their thing over there as well. Shout out to Music Notch, Mr. Sago. You know, he won the ticket to the Roots Festival. So we'll be out there tomorrow. Shout out to everybody that's going to be at Cypher, man. For real. It's going to be crazy. I'm so excited. All right. And shout out to LaDonna Comer. Make sure y'all hit her up at LaDonnaComer.com. She be giving away beats and stuff like that. So she's very flexible. So y'all need to hit her up. Shout out to Hot the Great, Young Prince, what up, Jamal McCoy, Tamar Beats. Y'all don't know who that is. And Steph Amani, yeah, he was on earlier. Shout out to my DJ, man, hit her up. Miss Sherry, M-I-Z-Z underscore Sherry. So that's M-I-Z-Z underscore Sherry. I need to get familiar with her because she's going to be at a lot of aired out events. So make sure y'all get familiar. All right, Black and Nobel, what up, and DJ Faraway. I keep forgetting Faraway. Like, he's good people. So he has a mixtape too. So if y'all know any R&B singers that want to get on here, or any singers in general, you know, just maybe I'll see if I can post a link. I don't know if he wants me to give everybody his Gmail, but get at me and maybe I'll talk to him about getting you on. I don't want to put anybody's business out there. But anyway, so let me go to the lines and see if my artist is here that was on last week. Okay, we have one here that from last week. So we're going to go to him. I gave him a free pass to jump in front of everybody because it was toward the end of the show. So we're going to go to 3192. Air Radio.
What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? Who's this?
It's JT from Jersey in the building.
Yay! Woo! Jersey bitches. So listen, I told y'all I had you. I mean, I'm trying to keep my word.
It's all good. All good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So, JT, the topic for tonight is Willow Smith. So, what's your opinion on her getting her tongue pierced at 11?
At 11 years old, that's no good.
It's no good. It's a no go.
Not at all. That's setting a very bad example for the other young ladies as well coming up.
All right. Do you think that it matters because she got money? You know what I mean? Like, do you think it matters?
I mean, you know, it really depends on the parents. I believe how the parents feel about it. I just think there's just so many other things that an 11-year-old should be worried about than piercing their tongue.
Right. Wow. Now, somebody made a point, though. Like, they said that, you know, at the end of the day, it could be a whole lot of other things that she could be doing. So, getting her tongue pierced isn't so bad.
I guess. I mean, it really depends on your upbringing. No, I'm not really, I mean, me, myself, you know, you can have all the piercings you want in the world, but me, myself, not really a fan of piercings. Like, I don't judge nobody, but I'm not a fan of piercings like that. And my daughter sure ain't going to have none at 11.
I know that's right. If you see a kid with her tongue pierced at 11, you tend to look at them a little weird, don't you? You'd be like, what the... You know, because when you see somebody tongue pierced, you automatically think they, like, you know, sexual or whatever. Like, that's what I think. Yeah. I don't know. Or you do it for sexual reasons. I had my tongue pierced, but I had to take mine out. But, like, you kind of do it in general for that reason, somewhat. You know?
Yeah, I mean, everything you do, especially to your body, you know, tattoos, whatever, you know, it should signify something. You know, don't just do it just to do it.
Right.
Now, if you really want to do it and it's something that you into, cool. But if you just, you know, following the next person or not doing it for a certain reason, you know, I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah. Don't just do it just to do it. There you go.
You got too many followers anyway. We need some trendsetters.
That's right. Be the trendsetter. That's not a bad thing to be a trendsetter, you know?
Thanks.
I don't think that it is. Yeah.
You got to be against the grain sometimes, you know?
You got to, but some people were scared to take that lead, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like Christopher Columbus when he first, you know, sailed over. Like, you know, nobody else wanted to do it because they said it was going to fall over because the world was, you know, flat, as they say.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right, so what's going on with you music-wise?
Wow, just confirm August 3rd, I'm dropping DYD, Do Your Dip. That's going to be on iTunes, Amazon.com.
So is that
Rhapsody, a few other distributors over line and in store. So that's the main thing that's going on right now. Pushing.
But is it a dance, though? Is it a dance?
Oh yeah. It's a do your dip. It's for the ladies. It's for the grown and sexy down to the young, the youngins, and something to bridge the gap, and it's something very new, you know, that I believe a lot of people are gonna like and a lot of people are gonna enjoy. You know what I mean, from hip hop to all across the other genres.
Right. I wonder why us females cannot come up with a good dance for y'all guys. Like, yeah, smack that ass. Like, we gotta come up with it, cause y'all always doing it to us. So we gotta come up with some kind of dance for y'all. Oh, for real. Like, we, it's hard, I guess, because, you know, we dropping it and all that stuff. But damn, we need a dance for y'all. Ladies, get it together, make one up.
So, well, you know, the guys now, they dancing a lot different than they was coming up anyway.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's true.
I venture
y'all
to say
on the wall.
It's feminist. You know,
y'all
a lot
on the wall anyway.
Hey,
okay.
I'm not a dancer. I'm more so 1-2 step.
You're a finger snapper, right? You mean in the club?
Hey,
line.
Look.
Yeah.
Hey, look. I do the hell of it out of a 1-2.
I know that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, all right. So, what part of Jersey are you in? Because I know. You know, you said you were
from Jersey. I'm born in New Brunswick, and raised in Franklin.
Okay. But Franklinville?
Nah, but right up the street. Between Grove and the Vale.
What, Clayton? Don't talk about
Parkside over there.
Okay. Look, shout out to Franklinville, man. They got the skate rink popping. I don't know if they still do it on Sunday nights, yo. That's my shit right there.
Yeah,
anyway.
They do the Saturday night jump offs.
Is Saturday nights now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Sunday for some reason. I don't know where I was, you know. But yeah, that shit used to be crazy packed.
Yeah, but, hip what was it? Hip hop night, family night, something like that. It's like like 6 to 10 or something like that.
You bound to snag a cutie at Franklinville Skating Ring on Sunday. Back in the day. I don't know what they do now, but you know. But anyway, all right, so music wise, you got any shows? You coming to Philly? Are you coming to the 28th for the Air It Out event? Like, come on, man, you gotta get together.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to make my way out there. The last time I was in Philly, I was at the University of Arts off of Broad Street. I was there. That's the last show I did in Philly. So
okay, yeah. We definitely gotta get you to come out, you know. Show some love. Show that Jersey love. You know what I mean?
Well, you
somehow
already know.
Jersey do it. Yeah.
Gotta bring that R&B back. Gotta bring R&B
back.
Yeah.
For real. Like, we gotta get you to sing something. That's what we need. Can we get something
hey.
In there? He said, Dale.
Hey, it's whatever you want. That on, you know, whatever you want. I'll do that for you.
All right, break it down for him.
Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold. Treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure I give the world to make you mine.
Panties is
what? Put a string of pearls right in your head. Make love on the beach of jet black sand. Outside in the rain, we can do it all night. I'll take you all the places he would not. As long as you never knew it, get you high.
Nothing is forbidden when we touch.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I didn't fuck the whole song up. No, but that was good, though. Oh, my God. Yeah. Somebody getting some of that tonight. Nah, that's what's up, though. Yeah, see, we need to have you there because that's, you know, we don't get a lot of R&B singers, so you definitely need to swing through. So...
Sure, we'll put it all together. And
you might bring a couple R&B heads on the line tonight. I don't know. We need to have an R&B kickoff. That's what we need to do. R&B kickoff.
Hey, we gotta bring it back. We gotta bring that R&B back.
Yeah, definitely. We need the R&B in the life. I'm trying to be thugs all the time, man. Shit.
Everybody needs love at the end of the day.
Yeah, everybody needs some loving. Like, stop trying to be hardcore. Put the guns away. I guess. Jeez. All right, so what's your Facebook, Twitter, so they can follow you and all that good stuff?
My Twitter is at Jersey Product. That's Jersey, J-E-R-S-E-Y, Product, P-R-O-D-U-C-T, Facebook.com/ The Jersey Product. V-Verb Nation is Jersey Product. Just follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back. I'll post my links up as well while we plan to join anything.
Yeah. So tonight we're going to get into what?
You know, I'm going to give y'all a sneak peek of DYD that's coming out August 3rd. So y'all look out for that. And shout out to Fire and the whole Air It Out movement. Philly, that's my second home. I actually used to go to school out at the Art Institute of Philly out there. So that's my home out there. So shout out to y'all.
Okay, there it is. JT, baby, do your dip.
Ladies, how y'all doing?
Do your thing.
Well, this song right here is for y'all. Get it, dip. Now, y'all used to all these other dances, but this joint right here, it's called the DYD. Do your dance. Let's go.
Come to the floor, do the DYD. From the women in it, from not to the PYC. Y'all looking good.
So good.
Actually, more than a little bit. Start speeding up, break it down to the finish. Yeah. It'll be from the beginning. If you like it, come and get it. Don't stick with it for a minute. Feel the heat while you're low and it's on an hour like a potato. While they keep them steady hitting, get down. Bite your lips, move your hips back. Bring out your sexiness. Now do your dance. Now do your dance. Now do your dance. Now do your dance. Do your dance. Girl, you're moving it just the right way. And girl, you have the feeling. Now do your dip, now do your dip, now do your dip, now do your dip. DYD right there.
Do your dip, do your dip, do your dip, do your dip.
Oh yeah. Now keep it moving like that,
like that, like that, like that, like that, like that.
The definition of sexy,
so sexy,
so beautiful and lovely. What you doing, yeah, it's the right way. You put your swag on it, just put your name on it. Yeah.
Yo, baby.
It'll be from the beginning. Okay, if you like it, come and get it. Just to quit it for a minute. Oh, 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 oh. Feel the heat while you're it's on an hour. Like a potato, how to kick them steady hits. Bite your lips, move your hips back. Oh, oh. Bring out your sexiness, now do your thing. Now do your thing. Now do your thing. Now do your dip.
Oh, oh, oh,
girl, you're moving it just the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you have the feeling. Now do your dip.
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 Yeah. I see y'all out there. Y'all ready? Yeah, we bout to do the DYD, we bout to do it.
Heavy lady, to the flow,
to the flow.
Hands up, and let it go,
and let it go.
Not this, 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 not this. Now every lady, to the flow,
to the flow.
Hands up, and let it go,
and let it go.
Not this, not this, not this, not this, not this.
Net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press King 1 if y'all want to talk to me. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. And shout out to my boy JP, who just blessed us with a little freestyle on the air. You know what I mean? Y'all can freestyle if y'all want. I don't mind. You know what I mean? So, yeah, y'all can hit him up on JT, the Jersey Products, on Facebook and Reverb. The Jersey Product, you know what I mean? And also Jersey Product on Twitter. So for those that don't want to, you know, want to do some collabs with him, because I know we don't get too many R&B singers on the line. So, all right, so shout out to him. And make sure y'all hit up the Twitter on Air It Out Radio so that I can retweet you whenever y'all on the line so everybody can follow you. So if you want more followers, that's what you need to do, right, at the end of the day. All right, make sure y'all have y'all ass out there tomorrow. You know, for the Root, you know, festival that's going down at the World Cafe live. I think it's going to start at like 7. You know, they're going to have a cypher, bands, two shows. I'm going to be there hosting. So, shout out to Mr. Black. He's going to be in the building. And for the ladies, if y'all looking for a chocolate brother, make sure y'all, you know, hit him up on Facebook at Aaron Black. You know, he's a little cutie pie. So, anyway, shout out to all the people that are tuning in so far. And if y'all want to send me some tracks, send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 and all that good stuff. Because I don't do the links, all right? I don't do none of that. I toss them and then I send you a nice little email back and tell you to resend it and all that good stuff. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Listen, if y'all want any tickets for the bottom of the sea, we're going to give them away too. I'm trying to figure out how I'm trying to squeeze all these free giveaways in here at the end of the day. Okay, but we're going to give them out. Maybe I should give them out to the 10th caller. Yeah, maybe we should do that. The same damn time. I know that's not the beat for that, but I got to get that beat. Y'all want to send me some beats too, send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com. All right, any drops, any commercials, I do all that shit free. All I want you to do, this is my requirement, is that it has Air It Out Radio in it. So if you got a mixtape coming out, you know, and it's dropping at the end of the month, just put Air It Out Radio in there. You drop in, da-da-da-da-da-da, all that good stuff, and it's running. Okay, that's all I ask. Just put Air It Out Radio, that chick fire, whatever the case is. Make it jazzy. Keep it like a minute short, minute long. That's good, yeah. And, you know, I'll run it for free. Like, you can't beat that with a bat. Come on now, get it together. Like, don't say I don't give you that option. All right? Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. And July the 28th is the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour at 1231 North Broad Street. Hopefully y'all come out. If y'all missed it last time, check the YouTube out. And you'll be seeing pictures and all that stuff posted up pretty soon. I haven't put all the video footage up. I got to get with EQ. I'm sorry, Dante Diesel. And Caesar and all that. And so we can get some of that footage up and whatnot. So shout out to everybody that is going to Honest Fire's event too. And that's one of the sticks. And that's going to be performing. So, you know, got to show them love. I'm going to be doing some interviews out there for Air It Out Radio. And that's going to be at the Arts Garage. Arts Garage. I haven't been there in a minute. Last time I was there, it was blazing hot. So hopefully it'll be cool up in that joint, you know. I get the puffy hair going on, you know. You know how I go. So anyway, all right. Let me see. Who we going to now? Who we going to? Tonight's topic is Willow Smith. Okay, Willow Smith, she's 11 years old. She got her tongue pierced. Wish y'all pain about that. We're going to keep it moving and see what's going down. 1910, Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy EQ, Illadel Styles, fucked up on five.
Whoa, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up, let me do the intro. What up, it's your boy Dante D's with LL Styles, Cartel 215. What up, what's good with you? You know what, I thought you had said, called me already because I'm trying to do 10 things at once. And I just heard you say EQ, wait a minute, Dante Diesel, and I'm following right behind you.
Look, and I had to take it back, like, I mean, Dante Diesel.
Right. I'm following behind you, though, like crazy.
Yo, Dave.
Yo, it's all good. It's all good.
Dante Diesel on the line. For those that don't know,
I got so much that I want to discuss. Okay. Let me start off with one thing because you had a million topics today. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, you got the one major joint, but you got like three topics that I must address.
That's what it's here for.
The AIDS topic. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Let me tell you something. The government has plenty of money, they do plenty of research. They only tell you just enough for you to know. First of all, anytime they fighting over medical for the whole country, not giving us that because doctors want to make so much money. Not even just doctors, pharmaceutical companies want to make so much money. You know they got a cure. They've been had a cure probably 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying? They probably had this cure already. They already had a cure. But the bottom line is, because they want to charge a certain price for it and they're not ready to put that out in the open to give that type of price because it's probably going to be high for it. Really, they can set limitations. They don't care if people go out there and get it. Is they know in the long run they can make a lot of money off of it. Trust me, it's a cure for it. It's not, you can't sit here and say that we don't know the government don't have a cure. They have a cure for a lot of stuff. I mean, the common cold, they don't tell you that the bottom line is the only reason why you get a common cold is because your immune system is low. So what keeps your immune system up? B12. They should tell you that. But they don't want to tell you that. They give you all this other medicine. And they tell you to soak that up and say, hey, here, take this. This will help you get better. And it just slows your process. The bottom line is your immune system is low. Trust me, they got a cure for a lot of things, though. They just won't. And they're not going to give the direct answer. They're not going to do that. So that's the AIDS thing. I get peed off when they come out with this information talking about, oh, yeah, we're close to a cure. Get the fuck out of here. You got a cure.
But you know what? I bet you it's something so simple that we use every day or whatever the case is. I bet you it is. So
I don't know what it is, but I believe in my heart they have a lot of cures for a lot of diseases, a lot of cancers. But because they want to charge a certain price and they want to keep a lock on it as far as not giving it out to the whole world, so to speak. You know what I mean? When you got a lock on something, you can charge a high bid for it. But they don't want to put that out there like that. I'm telling you, it's probably people that was big time. I mean, presidents or just cabinet members that got that crap and they got a cure for it. They're not going to tell you. But I'm just saying, it's a cure for it.
But look at Magic. He's still live kicking. He's doing well. Like, you know, he probably got some extra stuff because he's rich.
Money talks. At the end of the day, money talks. That's all I want to say about that one. Now, as far as that little girl getting her tongue pierced, let me tell you something. I know people say, well, then she could be doing this and she could be doing that. Look at all the kids that they gave privileges to at a young age. Webster. What was the other Facts of Life? Who was the two little kids?
The what?
The two kids from Facts of Life. I mean, Silver Spoon. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Silver Spoon?
Look what happened to them when they was young. And all the privileges they got between drugs and everything. But today you're doing tongue piercings, tomorrow you'll do tattoos. The next thing after that, you'll say, oh, well, she can get whatever pierced because her coochie will be pierced next. And then you'll be like, oh, at least she ain't robbing nobody or at least she ain't doing that. The more limitations you set on her to give her whatever she want to do, that's how far it's going to go. She's going to keep pushing her limits. That's what kids do. They push their limits. Sometimes you got to just stop the book and say, hey, what about she grow up? And that tongue piercing is not one allowed, or she didn't really want that. Now she got this hole in her tongue. You know, sometimes, you know, I just think money sometimes overbogs people's minds to think they can do anything they want to do because they got money. Like, it ain't about that. Sometimes you got to treat a child like a child, and then when she grow up, she'll learn and understand that if she that's something she want to do, then she'll do it. But if they, you know, she gave you a chance to grow up. But getting your tongue pierced ain't giving you an opportunity to grow up. It's just giving you too much freedom. Too much freedom.
Right.
Too much.
That's definitely true. Yeah, I feel like it's going to get worse and worse. As, you know,
right. It's got to be a limit. It's got to be a limit. Some type of limit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I understand about, yeah, she could be doing this and she could be doing that. But, man, if you keep allowing her to be so free and open, once you get 15, she's going to be like, well, can I have sex in the basement? I mean, you let me get my car parents at 11. I just don't understand, like, where is this going? You know what I'm saying? It's got to be some type of limit. My mom always taught me, God bless the child who has his own. It's got to be some type of limit. It's got to be a limit. I don't know. I know some people, 100 people that disagree with that, you know, let her do what she want to do. But, look, I'm going to tell you, the more freedom you give kids today, the more they're going to be out of here. You got to have some type of limit. It's got to be a limit.
Yeah, pretty much. You got to. You really, really do. Even if they are spoiled, you got to say no at some point in time with certain things, you know?
I don't know if it's about being spoiled, because I think you might give your child a little bit more than the next if you got it like that. But I think the discipline in just saying, Willow, at this point in time in your life, you're 11, I know you understand a lot of things, but at this point, I want to refrain from allowing you to do that until you get consciously old enough, maybe 16, 17, where you really have an understanding of what it means to get your tongue pierced and how people are going to approach you. You know what I'm saying? At 11, 12, I don't think you're consciously ready. Me, period. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how many TV shows you're doing. That don't mean nothing. Your life changes every 8 years. You go through a process in your life. I think you should think about it. You know, so I don't know. I'm too preaching too much, but I want to touch it. I just wanted to touch it.
Okay. So did you get a chance to see the awards? Did you see that at all?
Oh, did I see the awards? Oh, my! I'm pissed off at that. The corniest award they got on there is the best female MC. I'm going to tell you right now, it's the corniest award. Because ain't nobody competing with Nicki Minaj. There ain't nobody out there. No females are out there.
Do you think that it was corny because, you know, Samuel L. Jackson was hosting? Or do you just think it was corny in general?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the award. The award show.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
The award show, I give a 7, 6, 7. But it's getting boring to me. Only reason why is because, like, the antics are really just all the same. Now, Kevin Hart's a funny dude. I like Kevin Hart. I mean, I just, you know, I think sometimes he could be over and sometimes he could be under. But he's always consistent. He will do the best he can to make you laugh. And I like that. This is the fact that he tries. He just goes out there and he does his thing. So it's a middle thing for me. You know what I'm saying? I love the fact that people are working, but some of the performance I was like, eh. And I was surprised that D'Angelo performance came out because everybody thought he was gonna be ripped. That dude came out with the belly and the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? He came out with the whole. They thought he was gonna be ripped. I swear, I saw the expressions on certain people's face, like, you know, like, oh my. And then his performance was like real old school. Like, it wasn't nothing new school about it at all. It was just like real, real old school. He was jamming, but it was just so old school. I think people just jammed because it was D'Angelo. But
right. I would give thumbs up to Chaka Khan because she was looking good. She was looking good for her age, and you know the body was all intact. You know, because most of them they kind of get overweight or whatever. Like she had a nice little fair going on for her age and whatnot. I was like, oh, Chaka.
Yeah, she did.
Right? Yeah, she did. She looked really good.
I give you that one. But that one award, I can't stick with today. Until I see more female artists in the game being represented properly. I mean, they put an old video with Trina in it just to compete with Nicki Minaj. Like, come on. Like, that's, you can't do that. Like, I just, you know, it just makes her look like she's the queen of hip-hop. Like, no, man, no. Like, I can't. They're not putting enough females on. Like, everybody just, they just outsourcing to Nicki.
Well,
I'm like,
really not. It's not really not out. So they just had to fill it. Like, I mean, that's what I think they probably was doing.
No, because they're not.
Really nothing out.
The industry is not pushing that. It's all about money and politics, man. They only pushing it. It's really about money and politics. The more money you got, the more you push. I mean, look at the radio. I mean, the more advertisement money you give to the radio, the more you can get on. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm telling you, it's more female rappers out here that's really doing these things. But you ain't going to hear from them because the major companies ain't pushing that. They pushing Nicki. Nicki this, this Nicki that. She's a call for her. I'm trying to tell you, man, it was way more female MCs out back in the day. How is that and now you don't have it? Money, politics. It was way, you can, I can name them on my hand. We can keep going from Sweet Tea, Ice Cream Tea, Moni Love, to Queen Latifah, MC Light. You had millions of female rappers out back in the day. Now you only have one or two that's representing. Come on. And you can't say they're not rapping. It's a million females rapping, getting their thing on. They not getting on because of the politics of the game. So I just, that award is just really pumped up to me. I ain't feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Nicki wagged this, that, and the third. I'm not a hater. I'm not saying all that. All I'm saying is that she has more competition, but because of the politics of the game, and it's all about money, your females are not getting on. And I feel bad about that. I just really do. I just, because I know there's a lot of females out there that can really just the
boost. Oh yeah, definitely.
But that's just my opinion. I mean, you know, I'm rambling today.
You're going in.
Air it out, baby.
Air it out.
I'm quite sure some A&R's listening and this, that, and the third. But I'm just being honest. I just think that she should not be the only one representing hip hop for females. I'm not saying that she don't set a good example, this, that, and the third. I'm not saying all that. But I'm just saying there's other females with other flavors that can really represent hip hop just as well. Or maybe even better. But they not getting an opportunity because of the politics of the game.
Exactly. Hey, it is what it is. But, you know. So what you got going on music-wise?
I got a lot of deals. We got a compilation coming out with Tight Circle and True Definition, my two new groups. I heard a lot of people on the day. Well, let's go back with me. Hold on. I got a couple of shows coming up. I got one... July 11th, with my man Montana Black, supposed to be at the Trocadero. I got one August 5th with the International DJ Cafe, MSC Music Factory Entertainment. That's going to be out in Huntington Park. They come out every Sunday, so if you rappers, you really want to know where the DJs are, basically, they be out at the park, Huntington Park. Right there on Broad and Huntington, as soon as you enter into the Huntington Park, that park area, the DJ used to hear a lot of bass booming. There's all the DJs from across the city and from New Jersey and Delaware be out there every Sunday. A great opportunity to go network and get the CDs out there to the people and to the DJs and find out who out there, because if the DJ ain't playing your stuff, who are you? You know what I'm saying? So I'll have a show with them. They support me real heavy. We got the heavyweight joint that's popping off real heavy. Hope to get it on the radio real soon. We're working on that very hard, and I'm not even doing it. I got the DJs pushing it, so that's gonna be hot. Coming to your show, obviously the 28th.
Yay!
You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna definitely be popping. You know what I mean? And I'm really just trying to perform. I ain't trying to compete. I ain't gonna lie, like I'm into the point right now, we just perform and we love to do it, you know what I'm saying? It's just all love, you know what I'm saying? I just love to see people excited about new music, you know what I mean? And shout out to all the Air It Outers who always come to your show and support it, because without them, you know, a lot of artists wouldn't be heard, you know what I'm saying? So all y'all supporters out there, we love y'all and I hope you continue to come and just be, you know what I mean, be that support base for the situation. Rock with the movement, Air It Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? So I heard a lot of artists on here today, and the ones I heard, especially the first guy, I was really rocking with the music, and he was talking about how he charged $20 for an all-day session. I pray that he rethinks the value of what he brings to the table, because as an engineer and producer, you know, you have a lot to offer, and $20 a day as well as really change your status. You might get a lot of people come over because they're using you for that time, but you want to build your status now. You want to build a business.
You breaking up.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, you like in and out though, like.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Alright, cool. Rethink your value, because you're worth more than what you think. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the
but
day.
But he might be starting out though. Like he might be just starting out and just getting his buzz up. So, you know, you gotta start low. And then in this business, maybe he's just trying to, like, beat the competitors. Because I do it all the time. You know, people get at me like, why are you charging $5? You should be charging them $15 to get in or $15 to perform.
You're only as good as your worth. So even if you charge $20 a day, it's not a suitable amount. I mean, you're really undercutting yourself. Not just the competition, but you're undercutting yourself $20 a day. Because at the end of the day, just the engineer track. Not just mix it down, but the engineer track takes time and effort. You burn your ears out fast. You know what I'm saying? So $20 a day is not really a suitable amount that you could charge. I mean, you can a little bit more, but it's a whole day. Just do a little bit more than that. Not $20 a day. That's just only time. But
right.
You know, do your thing. You know, man. But I'm just it's only advice and it's positive criticism. I'm not being negative towards the guy. I think that whatever he's doing is a positive thing. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just giving them a little advice, that's all. And the boy that was just singing, off the chain. He did more than what I thought he was going to do. Like, he can really sing.
Yeah, JT, shout out to him.
The boy
Jersey singing. Caught up.
Really tight. Oh, Paul, no homo, you know what I'm saying? But he can really sing, you know what I'm saying? I really like the boy. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I wish I could sing. I'm telling you right now.
I wish I could, too. I probably, man, I get all
the candy. You know when you can sing, you probably get a lot of ass.
I was thinking that. I said, all he gotta do is whisper in the girl's ear and start singing. She'd be like, oh, where you wanna go?
Exactly.
Oh,
you got to be getting a lot of ass if you know how to sing. So
yeah.
Yeah,
he on his grind. He's getting it in. Like,
yeah.
I'm loving the boy. Like, I was pitching it in my head. Like, yeah, I know he getting all the girls. He got it.
I know.
Like, and it ain't like this. Either. Like, his voice wasn't cracking or nothing. I'm like, yeah, I know he's getting it.
Yeah, exactly. So shout out to all the R&B singers and whatnot.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of new singles out right now. And, you know, I'm definitely getting some love. I'm getting a lot of love, man, on YouTube and Twitter. A lot of Twitter fans, man, hit me up like, yo, I'm appreciating the music. So it's just a matter of time for our situation to really take it to go to the next level. And, you never know where it's going to be today or tomorrow. But I'm getting a lot of calls, a lot of offers. So shout out to Wolfpack. They definitely got some stuff going on over there. My man Chili and, Don Deuce got the new single, Get It Poppin'. That joint's popping. So that's popping. That's popping. So shout out to Machete King, my man E. Vernis. And the movie coming soon, y'all. I swear to you. I'm hooking up with a DJ right now. She has a projector, and what we're trying to do is now just tour with the movie in the city, so we hit a lot of locations instead of just coming.
Sorry.
A lot of movie. No. We gonna make it happen. No, so it's gonna happen. Trust me. The summer's not over, and we definitely gonna be popping. Y'all name is gonna be revived from out of nowhere. That's crazy because the movie is still dope. You know what I'm saying? So it's a dope situation. So much love to y'all.
Talking about our name gonna be revealed. You know what?
Wait, I'm just saying. No, when you do movies, let's just be honest. Like when you rap. A lot of people support and they do what they can. But when you do a movie, it's a whole nother level. Like it's a whole nother vibe for you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody expects you to do music.
We're about to tie Dante Diesel up at his crib and just take his dagger and then bootleg that joint.
No, it's going to be low when you get it bootlegged. No. We definitely want that big screen. We need that big screen look, you know what I'm saying? So
and that's going all over the place by now. Like, yeah.
It's probably be an underground classic. I know, I understand. But we definitely need that big look. That big look looks much better. You know what I mean? Trust me when I tell you. It just looks much better. You seen how it looked on the screen? It's better when it's big, not when it's small. You know what I'm saying? It's better when it's big. Trust me. I got it. Trust me, I got it. It's coming out. Change the beat. It's coming very soon. Real soon.
Okay. All right.
Close. It's coming.
All right.
The music is, we still pop with the music. We still doing everything. And shout out to everybody, man. Just doing your thing. And you can always reach me at Illadel Styles, www.illadelstyles.com. Facebook, Dante Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Philly. Twitter, EQ Philly, YouTube, JQuick34. See millions of videos that I did for a lot of artists so far. I'm just getting video calls every week, so if you go on that page, you might see dozens of videos like, damn, is that he did all that? Yeah, I do a lot of work, yo, a lot of work. And you definitely will be seeing that footage from the last event once she comes get her CD. Yeah,
yay!
Her DVD.
I know. I gotta get it.
It's all good. We doing it big.
We're not gonna wait like we did last time and get it. That was my fault though.
No, it's okay though. It's okay because I got so much going on. You might call me and be like, "Yo, Q, you ready?" I'll be like, "Nope." So at the end of the day, we good. We working it out. It's all good.
Yeah. All right, so what we getting into tonight?
Well, hopefully you got the new joint because you did send the email. It's called Pop It Like Turbo. It's a club banger for the females, you know what I'm saying? So
what?
I got the email saying I got your song, so at the end of the day.
Not that one.
Which one you got?
Look at you. You trying to get me in trouble.
Which one you got?
I got Heavyweight and Amplifier.
Nah.
We get by.
Nope. You got the new joint because you sent me an email and said, I got your song, and you did the whole little spiel on it. And I sent you out the Pop It Like Turbo. I'm looking right at it right now. I know you got it because I'm looking right at the email right now.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Let me go in EQ because I might have put it under that. You know how I do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's fireball. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's crazy.
You sure
that track?
I'm positive. I'm looking right at the email. Thanks for sending. So now I got my. Because you usually say, now I got my proof, baby. I'm looking right at the email.
I'm going to have to check that out. Well, if you want to hang tight, and we'll try to get it in there, but, you know, other than me, what you want to do?
All right. I have no other I got to heavyweight it out.
You going to heavyweight it out?
Yeah, because it says it right here. It says Pop It Like Turbo. Thank you for sending me a song. Mm-hmm. I know I sent it to you. I'm looking right at the email.
All right. Okay. Listen, fire is allowed to make a mistake, damn it. And I'm cool with it. I'm too cool to be embarrassed. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a cool motherfucker. So, listen, I make mistakes. So, at the end of the day, we're going to try to get it on there because I'm not trying to play your shit next week. So, we're going to try to squeeze that in there. So, listen, hang tight, you know, and we're going to try to work it out. Hang on. You be listening to the whole show any damn way, so you sit your ass still. You know, we ain't... You'll be sitting there listening to the whole show. So anyway, Dante Diesel, we're going to get to his track a little later. So hang on tight. I'm going to keep the lines moving, and I'm going to try to surface this track. What is it called again? One more time.
Pop It Like Turbo.
Pop It Like Turbo. You and your names, I'll tell you. I don't even want to know how you came up with it.
You know how I came up with it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay. Yeah, you're a little freaky. All right, so anyway, I'm hang tight. All right, anyway, you little freak, you. All right, so anyway, we're going to hit up the lines a little bit more. We're going to go to 0989. You, Air It Out Radio.
What's up, what up, what it do?
What's up, what it do?
It's your boy, Morningside. Morning, you call me Marineside, but it's Morningside.
Marineside. See, I know you won't say that. See, not
it's
there we
go. It's Marnie.
Morning.
Marnie. Yeah.
Okay.
Marnie. Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm bad with names. Don't pay me no mind.
How are you? I'm good. Chilling. Just working out. Listening to your show. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about my neck.
Yay. I'm
trying to get it in with this music.
Okay. All right. And that's why I say you hit me up all the time on Twitter. So, like, shout out to you. You a newbie and stuff. And all that good stuff. So, listen, I got to hit the topic tonight, which is, you know, I don't know if you was listening or not, you know, Willow Smith. You know, she's 11 and she got her tongue pierced. So, what's your opinion on that?
My opinion on that is that's bad business. I would not allow that at all. Not one bit. 0%. No go, red light.
do not pass go, do not collect $200.
He said red light, do not touch. Okay. You wouldn't let your daughter do it, even if she begged you? And
hell no, she couldn't do nothing to get me to do that. Let her do
what
that.
What about if she, you know, is really paying for all the bills and she got all the money and...
Nah.
She's a red... No?
Don't matter. She's still a kid. She ain't got to be a kid until she's not a kid no more.
Mm. So. Wow. Okay. Well, you know. I tried. So, all right. So, what you got going on? Where you at, first of all? I see a 909. So, what's that about?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Rialto, but I'm from Cali. You know what I'm saying? I'm from West California. You know what I'm saying? Nick can go on the project. But, I'm everywhere, you know what I'm saying, getting it in, doing shows. Got this mixtape coming out this month on the 11th with Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, not the big ass Rick Ross that's on Maybach Music.
What it's called,
Only Support the Real. So Angela, my manager, she hooking it up. WELB, myself, and a whole lot of other artists. What I'm going to say is, 5 orders from the West Coast, 5 from the East, 5 from the North, 5 from the South. I was one of the 5 from the West that got told. I'm doing that. Got 2 albums I'm about to press up in a minute. I'm about to be in the studio this Saturday, knocking those songs down. I got a show this month on the 20th at the Tiki Bar in that Cal Mesa, I think it is, California. Something like that. I forgot where it's at exactly, but. Your boy been busy trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's been making moves, kind of really big things right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you doing major stuff out there, so.
Oh, I'm trying to do major stuff. I'm trying. I'm only doing what God is allowing me to do.
Look, you got to start somewhere at the end of the day. Like,
yeah,
everybody's trying to make it.
Exactly. At the end of the day and at the beginning of the day.
At the end of the day, interview. I like that.
Yeah, I got that shark appetite. You know what I'm saying? I'm always hungry, so gotta get my. So you know.
Exactly.
Angela got that piranha appetite. So if she don't get you, I'm gonna get you. You know what I'm saying? Either way, you're going down. Somebody.
You're a little comedian over here. Okay. I like that though.
I'm not comedian. I like it. It's not comedianism, it's realism, you know what I'm saying? Let me know.
Realism.
What's going on with it.
I know, that's right. How'd you hear about the show?
Really, on Twitter. I saw you a couple of times. Networking, getting it in, and Ashley told me to follow you. I'll follow you, checking you out. So, basically, Ashley told me about, you know what I'm saying? She posted a picture on my page one day. I was like, damn, she looked good. Who is that? And I read the little, real though, you know what I'm saying? Disney. And,
I didn't get a point over here. Okay, I still got it.
Stupid. It's being true. Yeah, you got that. You did that. You go afro and all that stuff, whatever that was. I forgot the hairstyle puff, but yeah.
Afro work. The puffy hair is in. Yeah. See, y'all guys like that shit. Y'all try to front. We front on fire.
That's right.
All right, what song we going to get into tonight?
The first song we can get into is Follow Me. That's featuring my boy H2. I know you got that one somewhere up in there.
I hope so. I got it in there. All right, so give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff.
All right, my Facebook is facebook.com/MartinEastside. That's MARNIESIDE. Twitter is twitter.com/MartinEastside, all capitals, MARNIESIDE. You can also go to my website, MartinEastsideMusic.com. That's MARNIESIDE.com. It's got my mixtape, my last album that I pushed out. You can hear music right there. You know what I'm saying? Check out my bio and all that stuff. And you can also go to SoundCloud.com/MartinEastside. Once again, MARNIESIDE. I got a few tracks up there that's not on my website. You can check out there. So got a lot of music out there, you know what I'm saying, on the web.
That's sweet. All right, so we're going to get into that Follow Me right now. My boy, make sure you hit me up on Twitter, too, so they can follow you and stuff just in case.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that for sure. All
right, there it is, Air Out Radio.
back and watch how I watch nigga rockets. Had to hustle, had to grind and just go for mine. Told him that I fooled you, that fooled you behind. I'm a leader, so I lead the pack like a boss. Don't be stingy, always look out, that's what I was taught. Karma goes around like a merry-go-round. Trials and tribulations, it still goes down. Don't stop, never quit, and don't ever give up. Don't let them see your sweat. No, no, stay focused like a microscope and zoom in. Keep your eyes on the prize like Obama and win. Stay hungry like a shark, go for broke if you gotta. Turn down, nada, but your dollar. Ain't nothing to it, so just do it like Nike. Do your thing, do the right thing, just like Spike Lee. Don't trip off the haters, you need them for gas. Collect as many as you can, you gon' need them for laughs. Gotta treat your store player like a king on the throne. If you ain't taking shit, let it be known. Respect, learn, not giving, so get yours. Don't settle for less, when you can get more, more. And see how it's done. Sweat and tears, I stay on one. You gon' see how to get it. I move with the clock and it don't stop ticking. So
don't walk, they talk. But when they talk too
much, niggas guess the talk.
I'm all about the dividends. Back to the block again. Anything you niggas want, I got it. I'm the dead man. Before the double up, it's all part of the come up. I stay ready, so nigga, run up and get me. Bust if you draw your gun. For keeps, ain't nobody out there playing for fun. I'm all about the money, chasing death and get the death. And if you hate, I got something for you dirty haters. Frontline hustle, I never stop until I bubble like big bowls. And when I'm on the grind, you grab me in trouble. Welcome to competition, cause if you don't, I've been known to demolish the opposition. I bet you glad this is hip hop, cause if it wasn't, you'd be laying in the body shop waiting on the autopsy. You ain't raw like me, so lay it down, my man, and try to get yourself ahead like me. I move mountains with mouthpiece, and if you looking for a lead, nigga, strap on the upper, I'm wearing boots
and follow. And see how it's done, new blood, sweat, and tears, I stay on one. You gon' see how to get it, I move with the clock, and it don't stop ticking, so. And see how it's done, new blood, sweat, and tears, I stay on one. How to get it, I move with the clock and it don't stop ticking. Going from nothing to having a little something feels good. Turn nada into dollars thanks to God in the hood. Now I got my game up, look how I came up. About to throw a fastball, better yet a change up. The ghetto is where I was raised up, where I got my game from, I ain't ashamed, bruh. Make it big and forget about they folks, stay real no matter what. That's why they float if you ain't with me by definition, my you're against me. To keep it simple, when playing, that shit offends me. Family and friends, yeah, they full of envy. This ain't a seat, they heart is stuck on empty. That won't end me, that's fine for the flame. Ain't gotta mention names, I'ma keep doing my thing. No shame, nah, I'm skipping over lanes. Do me a favor, stay in your lane. And see how it's done. Through blood, sweat, and tears, I stay on one. How to get it, I move with the clock and it don't stop ticking, so. And see how it's done. You gon' see how to get it.
Air It Out Radio with that chick fire. What's going on? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I 1910, let's get back into that joint real quick. Go ahead and introduce that for me.
What up, it's your boy Dante Diesel, 215, and you're now about to first air here, first air it out radio, which that chick fire, Pop It Like Turbo, the new single. Check it out, soundcloud.com as well. Right here, you're hearing it first.
Can make the whole damn party blow. This is how we do it on the natural. This is for them chicks on the dance floor. I can make it dance, baby. Pop it like turbo. 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 Shorty got
got curves like bananas. See the type of chick that make a nigga go bananas. I was on my way to the shop to get a cut. The first thing I noticed was the size of that butt. She was like, that's your land. I'm dipping in the mini. Illidale style, I represent my city. Come a little closer, let me see your perfection. Pop it like turbo in my direction. I was on my ditty bop, you know when how a brother do. Hustling, trying to get that paper on the avenue. I'm passing out my CD, people getting greedy. Can I get 2 for $5 plus with a loud B? I'm like, nigga, I'm an artist, not a D-boy. Since I'm a hustler, here's 1 for $3, boy. Put it in your system, watch how them chickens go. I can make them dance, man, pop it like turbo. We can make the whole damn party blow. This is how we do it on the natural. This is for them chicks on the dance floor. I can make it dance, baby. Pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like, pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like, pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like, pop it like turbo.
Illadel style. Check out my logo. Shorty got that thunderclap. Move that thing in slow mo. I be in my bag when I'm posted in the go go. Time to throw that thing in overdrive. She move it like it's turbo. Check out my swag. Move on the dolo. Every time I hit the club, it's jumping like a pogo. Soon as I step in the building, we get it popping. Got the baddest chicks up in the building, twerking and dropping. I'ma keep it real. Shorty moving like a Virgo. Me, I'm a sucker for women moving in turbo. You know me. I'ma kill it like a dance off, so, so. Shorty got a pants off. I can make a move on the dance floor. Shorty got a body up, got us on the dance pole. Shorty bad, you can really get the cover shot. Now you got me feeling for that body like a butter rock.
We can make the whole damn party blow. This is how we do it on the natural. This is for them chicks on the dance floor. I can make it dance, baby. Pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like, pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like, pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like, pop it like turbo. Pop it like, pop it like, pop it like turbo.
Hey, yo, what up, world? It's your boy, DJ Prince. Follow me on the Twitter, at DJ Prince 09 on the Twitter. Check it out. You're listening to Air It Out Radio right now, live. Shout the fire. What's good, boy? I see you. Turn it up. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio, we set your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all present. One of y'all want to talk to a bitch, okay? All right, so anyway, we're going to give away some more tickets tonight. See what's going on, all right? I'm going to have to talk to V and see what she got coming up. But let me go down my list and see who got them tickets. Dante Diesel. You actually got some tickets to the show. I don't know if you're able to go or not, but you got the tickets to go to tomorrow night. I don't know what you're doing. Hold on, let me push him through. You.
Hello?
You got the tickets to go to the Root Festival. I don't know if you're able to go, but you got 2 tickets to go. So just want to let you know.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, snap. What I want? Oh, get the hell out of here. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? You too happy. Like, you just bought a car and shit.
Yeah, right, what's so, up?
You silly. I'll tell you more details later and everything. Oh, you'll be listening anyway, don't you? So, you get to go. All right. So, shout out to Dante Diesel for that. He won the tickets to the dedication for the Roots Festival. That's tomorrow from 7 o'clock. Well, it starts at 7 o'clock. I'll be hosting along with Mr. Knox. He'll be there, Koof Knox. And shout out to DJ Booth. He's putting it together. Make sure y'all check out his website, which is djbooth.net. And he has a lot of positive things going on. He has a lot of artists too. So make sure y'all check out, you know, his website. He got a lot of stuff going on. And 6 bands. There's gonna be 2 shows. It's gonna be a cipher. So just come out, show some love, man. It's all some positive. It's all about the roots that night. So, you know, shout out to everybody that helped put that thing together and that's going to be a part of it. All right, so let me see. Let me go to my Twitter really quick and give my shout out. Shout out to my assistant V. Make sure y'all hit her up at V Vocal Star. That's V Vocal Star. And hit up my DJ, DJ Miss Sherry, Ms. Sherry, M-I-Z-Z underscore Sherry. Yeah, I want to, you know, get with her. And shout out to my baby, my boo-boo. You know what I mean? No graphics, you know, she does a lot of my flyers and stuff like that. So when y'all see the flyers, y'all already know what it is. So shout out to her. I'm going to retweet her so y'all know that she, you know, is in. But anyway, and shout out to Robert Stem, you know, some boy too. You know, he's helping me out. Shout out to everybody, all the air daughters, man, at the end of the day. All right, so we're going to hit up the lines a little bit more. Tonight's topic is Willow Smith. You know, what's your opinion on that? She got a tongue pierced. She's 11. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, she's going to get a cootie cat clip. You know, here's, that's what I call it, cootie cat. So my daughter be like, yeah, mommy, my cootie cat. You know, so I know that's weird, but don't laugh at me. Don't judge me, damn it. So anyway, we want to go to 0064. Air it out radio. What's good?
Fire! Mariah, a.k.a. Miss Sherry. What's up?
Sherry's in the, well, we can't say building. Sherry's on the line. There you go. DJ Sherry, Miss Sherry, y'all. This is my DJ, Air It Out Radio. So y'all got to show us some love. What's going on, babe?
What's up? Come on in to show some love. Shout out to you. Shout out to Air It Out. You know, all your listeners.
Oh, that's so sad. And for those that don't know, she looks like Mariah. That's why she's doing that little joke. Hey, Mariah, and I'm fire. So, you know, the old dirty bastard part. Get it together, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your opinion on the whole Willow Smith thing?
I'm going to keep that short and sweet. 11 years old. I don't care how much money you have. Whatever the situation is, she should not have her tongue pierced. I don't even know what's wrong with Will Smith. He don't, to me, even seem like he would be the type to let her do something. But, you know, I feel as though, too, that 11, she's, you know, a role model for that age group. So a lot of 11, 12, 13-year-olds, you know, they're following behind her, like her music, even younger kids. And, you know, what kind of example is she setting? And, you know, even the younger crowd, when you become an artist, you start to realize that, you know, you do have a lot of people looking up to you. So you need to be careful, you know, what you're doing. For the parents, you need to be careful what you allow your kids to do because you have everybody else, you know, looking up. So I just,
exactly,
you know, feel as though that's a big thing, you know, right there for me is that, you know, what if a lot of parents disagreed and, you know, they're strict, like, oh, you know, I'm not letting you buy that music anymore. I'm not letting you, you know, watch Willow anymore. You know, so, I mean, there's strict parents out there like that. Like, you know, my mom used to be like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is a bad influence. You can't play with her no more on that type of, you know what I mean, on that type of note. So
right,
it could be something like that. Then what, that's going to take away from, you know, her fan base maybe, you know. Just worst case scenario, you never know. So I wouldn't allow it
right
to happen. But
he doesn't seem like that type that'll let her do that either. Like, you know,
right?
Somebody made an opinion to me earlier. They said that it's probably Jada. You know what I mean? She probably beat Will to fuck up.
I still, as a father though, like, I mean, my dad probably would have ripped it out of my tongue. You know what I mean? So
yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I don't know how that happened, but. Okay, so what's going on with you? You know, I know you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, well, you know, let's see, what's tomorrow first? I want to start out with tomorrow, just to kind of, you know, keep putting that out there. I know you said it a bunch of times, but tomorrow, July 3rd, starting at 7 o'clock, for everybody listening to World Cafe Live, Dedication to the Roots, come check Faya out. She's hosting it. So, you know, you have that tomorrow. We have the 28th, the Air It Out Root Villa Tour of this month, 1231 North Broad Street, with me on the ones and twos. So, you know what I mean? Everybody come out to that. Also, this Saturday at Tacony Billiards, I'm having a bikini contest. That starts at 9 o'clock p.m. Yeah, so we got sexy, looking really good right now. So we got a lot of sexy girls. It's going to be in the contest. It's going to be a crazy night. I'm actually going to be celebrity bartending in a bikini. So,
wow.
You know, we're going all out. So DJ Faraway is going to be on the ones and twos. So shout out to him. I need everybody to follow him also at Faraway_ESP. But, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of stuff in the works. I got some meetings coming up. You know, I'm a promoter as well. So any artist, you know, that want to send me anything, you know, get on shows and stuff like that. I also, you know what I mean, are up at my emails on my Twitter. My Twitter is at MIZZ_Sherry. So you can get my email off that or just tweet me or whatever. I show love to everybody, you know, put anybody on the shows. Definitely rock out with the underground, the movement, all that, so... and you know, also the other big thing is I'm gonna start doing mixtapes, so definitely gotta have people hit me up for that. And you know, we're gonna do some little projects, so yeah
we're definitely gonna do the air it out, you know, mixtape too. We're gonna get that popping. So
yep, definitely.
Yeah.
That's gonna be actually one of the first projects that I do. So, that's gonna be huge, you know what I mean? So
y'all need to get familiar with her. So if y'all, you know, when y'all wanna get on stuff, that's who y'all need to talk to, you know, as far as getting on that. But it, you know, you said you were talking about the bikini joint, right? So as far as that goes, like, is it performances or is it just like what's going on? Is it like the bikini outfit?
It's supposed to be a bikini contest. Actually, was supposed to have a couple of performances while the girls are coming out modeling. But being as though it's not really a show, you know, I'm not promoing it as a show. But we're trying to work it out as, you know, instead of regular music being played, as the girls are coming out modeling their bikinis, I'm going to have the performers perform. So definitely, you know, come out and support that. A lot of artists, I try to stress, like, they want to come out only if they're performing, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
not the only
though.
Way you can really, you know, get out there. Actually, like, that's, you know, not the best way, because you don't never know who's... A lot of people leave outside, you know what I mean? So you are getting across to a lot of people, but at the same time, your best way, even if you're not performing, just come out. You never know who's going to be at those events and what connects you to make. Even if it's not that particular person, you know, you link with me. I know so many people, you know what I mean? I might not particularly be able to do anything, but I can link you to so many people. And there's so many other people that are like that, you know what I mean? So definitely, you know, and I'm not saying just even for the bikini contest, but anything that you see me post, Fire post, anybody post, you know, try to get out as much as you can, because we're putting it out there for y'all to, you know what I mean, get out there and network and kind of, you know, brand yourself or whatever like that. So
exactly.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Sherry be doing some positive things, so make sure y'all hit her up. Give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff too.
My Facebook, yeah, look me up. I have a fan page actually on Facebook. You just type in Miss Sherry Promotions, you know, like the page. You can post whatever on there, links, videos to your music, you know, even a regular post. You want, you know, just whatever, show love, shout, whatever. You can post pictures, whatever the case may be on that. My Twitter, at MIZZ_MissSherry. At Miss Sherry. And also, you know, I just want to shout out Never Off Center. Follow them too, because they're my team and they've been pushing me from the beginning, so actually got me into this. And you follow them at Never Off Center.
I think I've seen them hit me up.
Yeah, I think both of us, they just tweeted us. Also, you know, to your artist, Kim King, did a thing the other day. You know, she has a really good voice, so check her out, y'all. Follow her at Official Kim King. So, you know, definitely just whatever you see us post or whatever, you know, pay attention to it, because definitely it's for y'all, so.
Definitely. All right, Sherry, we'll definitely appreciate you coming through. I'm going to get them to hit you up a little bit more throughout the show. So, you know, shout out to my DJ. Show her some love on Facebook and Twitter, y'all. You got anything else you want to add, babe?
Yeah, just that you're available, too. So stop trying to auction me out.
Look,
the day that you go on a date, I'll go on a date, and we'll double date.
You trying to opt me
so
off?
I'm just saying, it's always every week telling y'all, hit on my DJ, she look like Mariah, da 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 da, date her, this and that. Yeah, like this is some love connection. So the only time we gonna go out on a date is we get fired to go on a date. I don't think
Uh-oh.
That's happening. So
<Uh-oh>.
So we double dating, not dating at all.
I don't mind going on a date. I'm just picky, that's all. So, you know.
Well, me too. You can't tell
okay.
who is who over Twitter.
You,
I'm just saying.
Okay, look. You hook me up and I'll hook you up. That's how we do it. There you go.
Oh, boy. Okay. I trust your judgment. Just, I'm going to just say this, too. Like, you know, you say that you got chick fire, and for everybody listening, and I'm pretty sure all the Air It Out fans is, you know, aware of this, but you are that chick, and she definitely, you know, was one of the realest chicks I ever met, and she's, like, holding me down, you know what I mean, something crazy.
Aww.
So major shout-out to you, and I just, you know what I mean, appreciate you, whatever, so.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No
problem. Appreciate that.
Oh,
and look, now she got brownie points. Now she got brownie points and stuff. So, you know.
That's real, though. It's just real. I'm just speaking as real.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, babe. Thanks for calling up.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. All right, so Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Shout out to Sherry. Make sure y'all hit her up at MIZZ_Sherry, all right? And show her some love. All right, we're going to give away one more, you know, set of tickets before, you know, we get off tonight. I'm going to see we'll go to the other fifth caller or something. Maybe see, you know, he was popping. All right, they got to be local, though, because I've seen a couple of people that wasn't local, so I couldn't really give it to them. So the next fifth caller or something like that, we're going to give it to them that's local. All right, so anyway, where am I at here? We're going to go to 2409.
Yo, fire.
What's good? What's good? Who's this?
You already know it's Mr. Say Go.
Mr. Say Go.
You already.
So you need a drop for that. Where am I drop that?
Oh, definitely. I definitely got you. I'm going to tell you that, too. I definitely got
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I hear you. All right, so tonight's topic is about Willow Smithy. What's your opinion on that? 11 years old. Tell
oh, man, listen. Like, that's crazy that you said that because, you know, I told you before, I got two daughters. I got a four-year-old and a one-year-old. And, like, my four-year-old, she in ballet. So, you know, they be having to wear their little tutus and hair all in the buns and all of that. So my baby mine got her a weave bun. And I'm like, oh, it's cool for the little recital and all of that. But, like, every day after that or for, like, a week straight after that, I was pissed. So, you know, I ain't going for that tongue ring at no 11. Like, my daughter, she didn't even have weave in her hair at four. Like, I was already pissed that she had to wear that for the ballet recital. So, no, I just can't do it, man. I don't know. Like you said, like, when I think of tongue rings, you know, me being Mr. Say Go, I think of them sexual fighters. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if she a little Amber Cole in the making or what's going on. Like, we don't know what's going on nowadays. And her parents was freaks, so I don't know, man. I can't deal with it.
You got already? Damn. Damn, okay. But, I mean, that's what I think of when I think spring. I mean, you know, for that person.
I mean, what else is it for?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, is it for show? Like, what? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I'm going to find somebody for you, too, Fire. Like, we're gonna set that double date up. Like, don't
set
think
up.
I forgot.
Look, I want to
yeah.
do with extensions in his head. Right now. I'm telling you what I want. I want a dude that's tall, skinny. Okay, I like him skinny.
You like skinny?
You're
going to be too frail. You might break him.
No. You don't know what I know. So I'm just saying.
I don't want to know either. I don't think I want to know.
You don't know what I know. So anyway, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, like a narrow type. There you go. And some with some nice teeth. Nice smooth skin. Nice shape up. You know, yeah,
you like them light brights, them Drake and Chris Brown light brights.
No, I don't even like Drake. Me myself personally, I think he's cute, but yeah, you know, I like dark skin too. I like you know.
Oh, you like
brown.
Them dark skin. You
yeah,
like them I don't know who black right now. Tyrese Blacks.
I like Tyrese. He's cute. I mean, he all right. You know, I would still put a bag over his head, but he's like borderline. He like
yeah,
borderline.
Shut up.
He like borderline. Yeah, so, you know, but anyway, yeah, something like that maybe, and, you know.
I'm going to fish for you because I'm trying to make that happen, you know.
Yeah, you know, I know why you're trying to make it happen.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, I get right, so what's going on with you, like, other than that, you know, real quick?
I mean, well, you know, I'm pleased to say that you will see me tomorrow, you know.
Yay!
And I got the tickets. Well, thank you, you know.
And you got the tickets?
Pretty much other than that, well, you know, I got the mixtape Price of Pain out on that piss and tweetmymixtape.com. And I'm about to release another single from that called What I Like, and I'm actually shooting a video for it soon. So, you know, I need some ladies to contact me on Twitter and Facebook, you know, see if I approve so y'all could be in the video. You know, nothing all bouncing, booty shaking, just something casual, you know, just to show me some real beautiful ladies out here without exposing themselves. You know, that's what I like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and other than that, you know, pretty much I'm just going to be in the studio grinding and preparing for this battle back in Jersey, you know, with T.Ill Dude, Mr. Hype, and Cardiac, the producer, you know, back in Jersey for another battle. They welcome me back. And other than that, it's just whatever comes my way, I'm here, I'm around.
Oh, what's up, Jersey, man? Why y'all never invite me to nothing? Like, really?
The last time it was like a remote event, you know, because we wanted to start it off with the battle, you know. We didn't want it too hype. Everybody bring their team. No, but this venue is gonna be open
that.
To the public though. I'm gonna make sure you get a special invite, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, we need to make that happen. You know.
I definitely got you.
All right. So as far as Facebook, Twitter, keep that to them.
Oh, yeah, you know, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Haitiok, Haitiok, and on Facebook, Haitiok Jones. You know, my Instagram, I don't know what happened with the Google stuff and all that, so I got to try to get a whole new one up and running, so I'll let y'all know later next week sometime, you know, when we back on the air with Air It Out Radio. That chick fire, Mr. Say Go!
Mr. Say Go!
You already, the movement is dead. What'd you say?
What track we getting into tonight?
I forget what joints I actually send you. I know we play Violet Killers anymore. What's the other ones on there?
Well, I ain't about to run down all these songs.
Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. I know exactly what we're going to get into. I'm about to drop Mr. Say Go mixtape probably in the middle of August. So I'm going to leak a new single off of that. It's called Head Up featuring my man, you know, Trey Fonder. It's called Head Up. It's an original. It's a banger produced by Epic the Dawn. We're going to get in there, air it out. Mr. Say, go!
GMG is so musical.
Mr. Say, go! 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 Feeling the lane, a bitch is worth a thousand words.
Out Radio with Cedric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. This is Stay Go. What up, what up? Sherry, all that good stuff. Let me hit the Twitter up really quick and, you know, throw my shout outs real quick. Shout out to DSF, man. I know he's, like, really ready to strangle me. You know, this is, like, his third time calling up. Well, not calling, but trying to get his track, please. Can't find him, man. You know, I didn't even get the email. So please send it back to me so we can get you in there, all right? Shout out to Orison, Blood Money, you know, Pure Punishment, all them over there. He's going to be at the, you know, event tomorrow, you know, doing in the cypher. So shout out to him. Shout out to Rigo. I hope I'm saying that right. You know, showing some love to you. And shout out to Bone Beats. What up, what up? And all that good stuff. Shout out to my boy Schiff over there running my Light Turn of Age. So shout out to him. Show him some love on Light Turn of Age. Y'all probably think that's me. I'll be on there sometime, but, you know, show him some love. So shout out to Schiff. You know, like a Schiff like you. The car. So anyway, shout out to Maniac Music. Hope I'm saying that right. You got a green shirt on, you know, smiling and stuff with pearly white. What's up? So anyway, I'm going to hit up the live a little bit more. You know, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. If y'all want to talk to a bitch, you know how I go. Everybody seems to, like, start coming on when, you know, we got, like, half an hour left for the show. All right, anyway, we're going to go to 6428, Air It Out Radio.
What's going on?
Who's this? Uh-oh.
This is Mike Dow. You already know.
It's who?
It's Mike.
It's
Mike Dow, man.
Mike Dow, what the deal, baby? How are you?
What's up with you?
Ain't shit.
How are you? You know, it's always a pleasure. You know, tuning into your show, just listening to the callers that's calling in, and you know, basically the topics that you had.
You know, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
You know what I'm saying?
Aw, Brownie Queen. Yes, I love it. All right, so tonight's topic is, you know, about the whole Willow Smith thing. So what's your opinion?
Yeah, my opinion on that is just basically, you know, a short opinion. It's not cool. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. Like you said, she's 11 years old. I mean, I understand, you know, they a multi-million-dollar family, but still 11, though. I mean, I really sit back and just think, try to figure out, like, who gave you the go? Like, who, was it Jada, was it Will, was it both of them? Who,
yeah.
I mean, who signed off on that to say, you know, go ahead, it's cool, don't worry about it.
You think yeah, maybe she got it on her own, though? Maybe, you know, some kids, they know how to do all that stuff.
The thing is like, all right, you go ahead and get it on your own, but if you know that, if you got those type of parents, if you already know your parents, You know how they react, because you still got to see them. You're not grown. You got to go in the house.
Yeah.
You got to go in the house at the end of the day. They got to see you, you know, talk. So, you know, you can't hide that. And I don't know if she's taking no Brodies. I don't know their household, but, you know, I guess apparently it's cool. I mean, at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously, you know, the pictures is all far as
hopefully not.
Audience.
Hopefully not.
Well, hopefully not what?
Hopefully, you know, like, you know, it just stay where it is. You know what I mean? They ain't doing no extra shit. That'd be that. You know.
Oh, you talking about her having, you know,
yeah, her
inside the tongue ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. When you think about a tongue ring at 11, who knows what the future holds. You know, I mean, that's probably, she might have made history. She might have made the Guinness with that right
Yeah,
there.
Right?
You really might. When you go around the world and you check out kids that's 11 years old, if you, you know, just make a lineup of everybody, you know, everybody comes to this one place that's 11, let's see who got tongue rings, she's liable to be the only person.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, millionaire, no millionaire. She definitely, you know, probably liable to be a person. I mean, I don't think it's cool. Me having a 9-year-old daughter, you know, I don't think that's cool at all.
Yeah, I ain't trying to see that either.
All right, what you
got going on music-wise?
I'm an underground artist, so I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm doing this, and I'm over here, and yeah, we got this project, and, you know what I mean? I mean, basically, you know, I'm doing the thing with you, you know, tomorrow the fight was drawn up, you know, I'm anxious to see, you know, who was coming up and, you know, hear some bars. I got TLA on Friday. I'm doing a drink with my man LP or whatever, ICH and the City Hustler dudes. They like the Wu-Tang Clan over there. It's a lot of them dudes. But my man LP from West, I'm saying, you know, we gonna do something or whatever at TLA. And I'm just moving, trying to perfect my craft. You know, just trying to get better.
As you should.
As an artist. You know what I mean? I appreciate you for even having these type of events. You know, for a guy like me who really really not inclined as far as, you know, the underground market. As far as hip-hop dudes. So, you know, I appreciate you. You know, I tell you every time, you know, we compensate that, you know, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for having these type of events to where, though, you know, I can go and network, you know, with other artists, promoters, DJs, so forth and so on.
Yeah, definitely. And I like the people that I'm networking with, you know, they real positive. So shout out to them, like Honest Fire and DJ Booth and, you know, all of them that I'm working with. So they real positive, so.
Right, yeah, I ran into her, what, the other day in my man Dunny's studio. She was in there or whatever, and we was, you know, basically conversing about her event that she got coming up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she cool. I'll be seeing her, you know, on Twitter and out and about. She be going there. She be working hard for sure. I respect that grind.
Yeah,
I respect that grind.
All right.
Shit, shout out to Air It Out Radio, though. Yo, you know, Air It Out Radio is a good outlet for underground artists as well, you know, to get their music played and, you know, just to get their situation out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Public. So, you know, I just heard a caller call in, you know, from Cali on you, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ew, all right, Cali, you know, calling in, Philly.
Yeah.
You know, touching out, touching across
them
the
all
water.
Over. They come in
Yeah, you're bringing them out. You're bringing them
Listen,
out,
I
right?
Had one, I had a couple from Africa, but, like, I got to get my... You know, extend my long distance for them because, you know,
oh,
they got to call
cool.
me. Yeah.
Africa. Yeah.
Africa. So y'all probably hear one.
On.
Y'all probably hear them next week or whatever the case is, but it's cool. So, we got the track in there finally.
Right.
Cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate
Woo!
That.
Yes.
Yeah, I
so,
appreciate that right there.
I guess we're going to get into that. Give me your Facebook,
right.
Twitter.
My Twitter is Mike Thau, no spaces, MikeThou. My Instagram is Mike Thau, MikeThou. You know, I'm not Hollywood at all. You know what I mean? I'm looking to work with everybody and anybody, and I'll definitely hit you back, and we can bust it and, you know, DM each other numbers, meet up, you know, go in the studio and record a good record. So, you know, get with me, man. I'm a cool dude.
All right, there it is. We're going to get into that Mike Thau. You know what I mean? Watch this.
Now watch this. Turn me up a few notches. Pull me up a few glasses. Roll me up a few dutches. Watch this. Nigga, mind your business. Some of these bitches acting like what you isn't. Now watch this. Turn me up a few notches. Pull me up a few glasses. Roll me up a few dutches. Watch this. Nigga, mind your business. Hop with some of these bitches. So, niggas out here asking me, where the fuck you been at, Lee? My reply, just stay low key, in the cut behind them scenes. Couple G's up in my jeans, hustling up in my jeans. Started young, I was a teen. Recognize this life is screaming, everything ain't what it seems. Everything was once a dream. Stop telling me just what you think. I don't believe what I can't see. So, miss me with all that small talk. Distracting me, cause y'all fall off. My state of mind, that's foreign. Take try, but can't ignore him. So, look surprised when I come in. No lines, just run in. Bad women, rum and a bag of weed, let's function. Tell the DJ, turn me up and put it in rotation. There ain't no sense in me waiting. I do it, no hesitation. You get no invitation. You lame nigga, you fake nigga. You hate niggas, you racist. Watch me do my thing, bitch. I'm killing haters with success. And anyone I don't fuck with. This trap music is conscious. And it ain't no fucking contest. Now watch this, turn me up a few notches.
roll me up a few glasses. Roll me up a few dutches. Watch this, nigga, mind your business. Hop on some of these dishes. Stop acting like what you is it. Now watch this, turn me up a few notches. Hold me up a few glasses. Roll me up a few dutches. Watch this, nigga, mind your business. Hop on some of these dishes. Stop acting like what you is it.
Niggas out here stuntin', trickin', they rip money. Bitches out here frontin', them hoes ain't really about nothing. Bet they know when the real one come in. Go hard, can't take it from me. Gangsters love me, but I never let them hit it like the Duggins. I'm solid though, what's happening? Too old to be rapping, sell these songs, call it shit trapping. Make my breath unstuck, get ratchet. That's that shit that got you mad, huh? Now you actin' all bad, huh? Come front it with that gat, huh? Now you actin' real sad, huh? I'm on, I'm fuckin' on, on and super. Loaded. I just popped a pill, got some bad bitches with me rolling. My condolences to fraud. I'm killing them all. I'm in this a ball, staying loyal till I fall. Yeah, I'm ill, nigga, to real nigga. With real niggas, you ill, nigga. You basic and you hate this. Watch me do my thing, bitch, and all we want is success. Got Mike L and his Mac shit. Now they playing us on their track list. What we laughing at, they rap shit. Now
watch this, turn me up if you not shit. Hold me up if you blast. Roll me up a few dutches. Watch this, nigga, mind your business. Hop on some of these bitches. Stop acting like what you is it. Now watch this, turn me up a few notches. Pull me up a few glasses. Roll me up a few dutches. Watch this, nigga, mind your business. Hop on some of these bitches. Stop acting like what you is it.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to everybody hitting me up on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Shout out to the whole tri-state area. How about that, okay? Showing mad love, showing mad love. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. All right, we're going to go to 6428, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, fire.
What's up, what's up? Who's this?
Fire, this is Mike Style again, man.
Listen, I'm slipping. He look, he, you know when you give him opportunity, he's about to go back in, wasn't he? He's like, yeah, fire, you know. No. Shout out to Mike Style. All right, we gotta go to 9242.
You.
You.
What's good with you?
What's up, what's up, what's this?
Nah, I'm just chilling. Maniac Music, what's up?
Who is this, babe?
Yeah, it's Maniac Music.
Is who? I can't even hear you. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Hold on. Let me turn my stuff down. Who is this? Who is this? I'm sorry.
Maniac Music.
Oh, Maniac. Okay. What's up? What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm just sitting here listening to everything. I mean, liking what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? Loving the movement.
All right. Now, what do? You have beats? Or do you, what do you do? Like,
I rap, I produce.
You rap?
And
okay.
Yeah, I do all that.
You do all that? Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Trying
to get my own company started, you know, just trying to do it big.
That's what's up. Give them your Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff so they can, you know, link up with you.
Oh, okay. You can reach me at X Gang Hip Hop. That's XGANG. HIP, HOP, I don't know why I spell hip hop, but it's all good. and Facebook, I ain't even gonna hold you. That's too much. You know what I mean? I got my Muslim name up there. Shakur Shakir Amin Swain. If you're Muslim, you know how to spell it. I ain't gonna go through all that.
Well,
that's all I said.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that to y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice thought, though. It was a nice thought.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, it got a nice ring to it. You gotta admit, you know.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, alright, so you gotta send some music in so we can get that popping.
Well, I did send some music in. I mean, I hope it's not another situation where you said that you got the email and didn't.
Hold on, and it's under that? It's under you?
Yeah, I sent it as Now I'm Gone.
Now LaVon?
Yeah, it's called Now I'm Gone. Hold on, you better make me check my
Now I'm Gone. All right. No, I do remember seeing that. So let me see. I gotta do like a little search on it. So anyway, where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from? Where are you
from? I'm from Philly. I'm from Philly. North Philly all day.
You are?
Yeah.
North Philly. No
land.
Yeah,
represent.
Okay. So I'm trying to find this track, so I'm hopefully we won't have no other situation, you know, how, you know, my family.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm pretty sure you're getting a whole lot of mail in the inbox. So,
I am. And it's crazy. Like, I've been doing so well. So we don't want to have a whole bunch of problems, you know, with everybody's stuff.
I don't know. It seems to me like you're going to be a boss soon. I mean, pretty soon you're going to be the one checking the emails. You'll be like, yo, get to that. You know, pull that shit up.
Nah. I like to go through it myself because when stuff goes wrong, then I can blame myself. I can't blame nobody else with it. So.
True, but I mean, it was telling, like, you know, eventually you got to expand, and the only way is to expand.
I know. That's what they keep saying.
That's what it is.
All right. And it's under music something, what?
Yeah, it's called Now I'm Gone. I sent it at, I sent it everything. So, hold on, let me look through my Gmail.
No, but I'm saying under the actual artist.
All right, I sent it as X Gang track, Now I'm Gone. That was
X Gang. See how you trying to mess me up, man?
No, it's a long story. We used to go with just X Gang, but, you know, the group got short. Things happened over time, so, you know, it's
right.
Only 12 now. We can't be going talking about gang, right? For sure. More like a dynamic duo about now.
Right. I do remember seeing that, too. Hold on. All right, I don't want to kill the time doing that, you know.
Yeah.
I do remember seeing that, though, honest to goodness.
You got to play that, John. It's silly, like, come on, like, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
It's only right.
It's not looking good, though. It's not looking good. I know. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to wind up having to give you, like, 2 tracks for next week or something. Like, if you pull in, and then I'll just play one randomly.
Yeah, yeah.
For you, you
yeah,
know.
No doubt.
I don't like people upset with me, so that's my little, you know, payback for them.
I've been doing this a long time. I've been through plenty more disappointments than this. This is small, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is kibbles and bits, right? I know. Sorry, babe. Give them your Facebook, Twitter one more time, and just remind me next week so we can get that popping in there for you.
Oh, no doubt. You can hit me up at XGangHipHop. On Twitter. Remember, you can also hit up my label page at Maniac Music. That's MANIAKMUZAK. And Fire, I appreciate the love. And I'm going to definitely be hitting you up next week, later.
Yay! Yeah, well, just resend them tracks just in case, but I know I remember seeing it. I'm quite sure it's under something else. I know it is. It has to be. Sometimes if y'all have like a whole bunch of names in there, I'll put it under what I feel as though it should be. I don't know because the art it don't be titled all the way, so So, but all right, we'll definitely get it in there. I know I've seen it. I did see it somewhere.
All right, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Give me till next time. You know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. Like I said, I'm liking what I'm hearing, and you know, just keep it music.
There it is. All right, babe. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt. Take care.
All right. And our radio is that Check Fire. We toward the end. I don't know how much I'm going to really get everybody in here. So let me see. I think I got like 4 more callers or something like that, whatever the case is. So I just want to let y'all know toward the end. So what I'm going to do is everybody that's like lingering toward the end right here, I'm going to have to throw y'all in a track, you know, for next week. So I'm going to write everybody's info down. So we can just let's get to your Facebook, Twitter info. And then next week, I got you. All right. Just remind me because I will fucking forget. I'm not even joking. So hit me up, you know, make sure I have your track and all that stuff in here and all that. Okay. So let me see. Where am I at? 3144, Airdown Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, this is Luop of South Florida.
South Florida?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, I have a track of yours in here? I'm sorry to cut you off.
I sent you a couple tracks through email.
Okay.
You have you wrote me back like a couple days ago saying that you.
That
you
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. We're toward the end of the show, so I'm gonna have to get you for next week. So next week you got a song on me, okay? Because I don't want to like leave you hanging and not get to you, but I want to get to everybody.
All
right.
That's all good.
So give them your Facebook and Twitter information and all that good stuff.
Facebook.com/Luapiano. That's LUAPIANO. And Twitter.com. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And Twitter.com/ the same thing. Luapiano.
Okay. All right. Now, how you pronounce your name? Say it one more time for him.
Luap.
Luap?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's just my name backwards. The concept that came from that was just like, how it's just, you know, a lot of people don't understand me off rip, but I just put my name backwards.
Okay. That's different. Yeah. You sure that's how you say it backwards? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, he's like, how you gonna say yeah? You just made it up.
Yeah, it's my name. How you gonna ask me?
I'm just fucking with you. All right, babe. So you got a track on me for next week, and I'll try to squeeze you in whenever you come on the show, wherever you need. You know what I'm saying? So you get like a little VIP treatment. That's how we do here at our radio. So
okay.
All right. That's what happens when Fire messes up. You know, Fire has to make up for it. So
okay.
All right, babe. All right, babe. Air Dot Radio, is that Chick Fire? We're going to keep it moving. 37, 33. What's up?
Fire.
Oh, real life.
I'm happy I got through.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's cool. It was my fault, man. I woke up like fucking 10:30, man. I went to sleep and woke up at like, damn, I'm fucking drunk.
Oh, well. Well, it's good to hear you on, you know, at the end of the day.
Yo, real quick, yo, you know Will Smith is different. He's different.
Yeah.
They're different. They're artists. You know what I'm saying? And they rich. She got her own money. I mean, it's like, get out the house. All right, bye. Fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could happen. Don't get into the topic because you know you...
right.
But nah, give me your Facebook, Twitter, even though you don't be on... Twitter.
I'm just ran live, man. RANLIVE 215 affiliate. Ran live,
bitches. Oh. All right. Yeah, if you got a new track, just send it in so we can get that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Machete King to send it to you. Shout out to everybody.
All right.
Yo, and I really like.
You really like what?
I like all the new music.
Okay.
There's a lot of good hit art, nice artists, man, coming on quality, man.
There you go. We trying. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Air Dot Radio. Oh, hold on. Let me get to my. Let me see. Who won that one? I think that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Let me see. Oh, well, that one didn't count, so I can't even count that. All right, so let me keep it moving. All right, where am I at here? 2238.
Hello?
Air Dot Radio. Hello?
Hey,
come on.
Yo, hello, what's up?
Who's this?
It's your boy, Young Toon.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Okay, hold on. Alright, Air Dot Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. I'm going to take people's number down because we're toward the end of the show and I didn't want to like go over. I can't even get to y'all. I apologize. So make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net, and all that good stuff. Hit me up on Twitter. And I'm writing y'all numbers down right here as we speak. So I'm going to try to call y'all back. So when y'all see me call y'all back, don't act all new like y'all don't want to answer the damn phone, okay? But anyway, check me out Mondays 10 to 1. I appreciate all y'all coming on. I'm going to hit the last person up and let y'all know who won those last set of tickets. And we're going to keep it moving. All right, so at the matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now. Actually ran live. He won. So there you go. Air Out Radio. It's at Jake Fire. Make sure y'all check me out every Monday, 10 to 1. Hit up the Twitter and make sure y'all come to all the events that's going on. And I love y'all to death with all that good stuff. And you've officially been sacked.